baritone horn. Let's take you downstairs for the Star Spangled Banner. That was nice, a little different, wasn't it, with a brass trio playing our Star Spangled Banner, accompanied by some fireworks during the daytime. Yeah, that was, well, I'm sure that was very, very impressive. Pitching matchup in this one is rather interesting. Tim Brennan has pitched in long relief only for Frisco, and he's pitched exceedingly well. He is 1-0 with Brennan, a 0.79 earned run average. Now, The sample size is very, very small. He's gone only 11 and a third innings, but he's given up only six hits, one walk, and he's struck out a dozen. So Tim Brennan will get the baseball for the Rough Riders in this one. Ty Dameron, left-hander out of Texas Tech, goes for the Rockhounds. There cannot be a more fascinating set of home and road splits than for Ty Dameron, and I'm not sure they make any sense. We'll get into them as he will take them out. Day game, they're calling it a splash day here in Frisco. I don't quite know the significance. Crowd is somewhat sparse. There are some kids here, so that I'm sure is part of the deal. A couple of small sections of kids, but for whatever the reason, they decided to start this ball game with a noontime start. Rest of the series, which will go through Sunday, will be all evening games. 7:05 beginning tomorrow. That'll run through Saturday, and just a pinch earlier at 6:05 on Sunday. I know that cowards won't play during the afternoon on Sunday, so we'll wrap this up with five evening games along the way. The Rockhounds coming off a split with the Springfield Cardinals, had a chance to win that series outright. The Hounds won the second, third, and fourth games of the series, but Springfield rallied back and took the last two games of that set to gain a split. Rockhounds will be five games under 500 entering this game. They are 26 and 31. My arithmetic was actually correct. So for the Hounds, again, you just want to maybe take this thing out in the first half on a strong, strong finish. Hounds have really been hurt by the injured list. Seven players are on the IL. As mentioned, three newcomers. Two of them are starting pitchers we'll see in this series, and one is in center field here this afternoon. So we'll tell you about them. We'll get to the starting lineups and the first pitch all on the way. It's Frisco, Texas, and it is Riders Field. Tim Brennan has baseball in hand, and he'll get this afternoon's game underway right after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And Tim Brennan will throw that first pitch with 90 degrees. It feels, I think, a little warmer than that. Yeah, the heat index, well, 94. So it's going to be a warm afternoon. As always, a little bit of humidity here in the Metroplex. Tim Brennan right-hander going to the mound. As mentioned, he has pitched in very, very small, very limited sample size, but what there has been absolutely outstanding. And the right-hander will face Max Schumann to lead it off, and he'll fill in the lineup card for you with the Rockhounds as we get set to play some baseball. Thanks so much for coming on board on MidlandRockhounds.org. And from Riders Field, by the way, it is breezy. I'm going to check the velocity on that wind. It is a breezy afternoon. First pitch of the game, and Max swings and misses, and a quick 0-1 count. Mention the 94 degrees. Let's see if I can grab that. The wind is strong. It is 20-plus, right to left and outward. A swing and a miss, and a quick 0-2 count to Max, the second baseman leading it off. So 94 with the heat index and a lot of breeze. Well, his flags, just glanced at the flag sitting on top of the tall batter's eye in straightaway center, and they are really whipping. There's some lush trees right behind the ballpark here, and they are moving in the wind. Max swings, high fly ball, right field. Josh Stowers coming in. He's there. He's got it on the move for the out. Max Schumann flies out to Josh Stowers, one man down, top of the first inning, and Brett Harris will be the batter. Let's get that lineup card for you for the Rockhounds. Brett batting second, playing third. Brett Harris, the third baseman. Logan Davidson on deck. He's the shortstop. Davidson is at short. Jordan Diaz, the cleanup batter at first base. Jordan Diaz, the first baseman. And J.J. Schwarz will be the designated hitter batting fifth. J.J. D.H. Pitch down low, kicks up a little bit of chalk from the right-hander, and Brett Harris takes ball one. Kyle McCann will bat sixth. He'll do the catching. Kyle behind the dish for the Rockhounds in this warm afternoon. Pitch from Brennan. Looped foul. This may be playable. In fact, I think it is on the move. His procession. The first baseman makes the catch on the move. Oh, dropped the ball. The ball came out. Well, for Jordan, he was coming full tilt right toward the Rockhounds dugout on the first base side. Thought he might have the basket catch. But I think in trying to put on the brakes and avoid going headlong into the Rockhounds dugout, the ball popped out. So, Brett Harris hanging in there. Bottom third of the order, Marty Barkina. Marty Barkina? Who is Marty Barkina? Marty Barkina sells hardware in Des Moines, Iowa. Marty Barkina will be the left fielder for the Rockhounds in batting in the seventh spot and playing the seventh position. Pitch, a bouncer foul, got a piece of it, did Brett, and it's 1-2. Austin Beck, in a long time coming, he will make his Double-A debut this afternoon. Austin Beck in center field, just up from Lansing. And Chase Calabuig rounds it out. He's the right fielder. Calabuig is in right. I wondered about that foul tip, and that got catcher Matt Watley pretty flush. And we'll be given a little extra time. Isaias Barba, our home plate umpire and crew chief, taking a little extra time, and now Matt will settle back in. Yeah, that ball got him flush, that foul tip. 1-2, Brett Harris waits. Here's the pitch by Brennan, and that's popped in the air right side as well. This one, though, will easily get out of play. So Schumann, Harris, and Davidson up top for the Hounds. Diaz, Schwarz, and McCann in the middle. And Bikina, Beck, and Calabuig rounded out. Tim Brennan looking in for the sign. Has it. Pitch way low and outside for a ball. 2-2 to Brett Harris. Brett at 327. That average has actually come down a little bit. But he has been such a solid addition. Swings and sends a high pop-up right side. Again, it's Stowers. Again on the move. Again, he's there. He's got it on the run. Two fly balls to right field. Stowers had to get it in motion a little bit to make that play, but make it he does. And a couple of pop-outs, and here's Logan Davidson. Logan at 251, eight home runs. He hit his eighth on Sunday, has 30 runs driven in. Rockhound shortstop, switch hitter. Nobody on and two men down here at the top of the first inning. Tim Brennan, right-hander with a pitch, down and in. And to count a ball and no strikes, Jordan Diaz would be next for the Hounds if Logan can keep things going here at the top of the first. Brennan's pitch, low and outside for a ball. And the count goes two balls and no strikes. Tim Brennan, 6'4", 212, out of Philadelphia, PA. Brennan's pitch, grab ball, right side. It'll be handled by the first baseman procession. He will take it himself. And that'll be a quick 1-2-3 inning. So Tim Brennan, so far as advertised, he's been really good in limited duty. And he starts this game with a 1-2-3 first. Happening in the books in Frisco, Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds nothing. And against left-hander Ty Dameron, the Frisco Rough Riders are coming to bat.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can be more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
J.P. Martinez, the Frisco center fielder, getting set to lead it off against Ty Cameron. Ty making his 11th start for the Hounds, and we'll give you that remarkable breakdown coming up. His splits have been absolutely just stunning. Not quite sure how to describe them. We will give that to you shortly. So to the bottom of the first, and here is Martinez from the left side. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch fastball swung on and missed. Big swing by Martinez, J.P. at 298. 8 home runs and 18 driven in. Really good base runner. Steals a lot of bases. Tries to bunt, pops it foul, straight back and actually over the screen and into the seats, and it's 0-2. Jonathan Ornelas is the shortstop. He'll bat number 2. Ornelas is on deck. Justin Foscue, the second baseman, batting 3rd. Foscue at 2nd. Dustin Harris is the left fielder batting cleanup. Dustin Harris, high prospect, is the left fielder batting in the 4th spot. Cameron's pitch swung on and looped into ouch, and going to be shallow right and over the shoulder. Max Schumann will make the play. The wind took that a little bit. Well, wind is really strong. Just glanced. It is gusting anywhere 22 to 25 miles an hour. So a lot of breeze. It's going to rattle the microphone up top here. We're 4 stories up at Frisco's Ryder Field. That ball, you could see it move in the wind a little bit. Max had to make a little bit of an adjustment to get there. Here's Ornelas now, right-handed hitting, shortstop for the Riders. Pitched by Dameron, looking to bunt, taking down low. Is Ornelas for ball one. Foscue is on deck, Bob. Get the rest of the Frisco order for you as well. Hounds shade Ornelas up the middle with Max Schumann shading the bag at 2nd. Pitch down and in, ball 2. Blaine Krim will be the DH batting 5th. Blaine Krim, the designated hitter. Jax Biggers batting 6th. The 3rd base, Jax Biggers at the hot corner. Pitch by Dameron. Hard hit ball. Line drive up the middle base hit. Austin Beck will track that down. Big turn at first base. But Ornelas, he is a really good hitter. We have two of the very best hitters in the league in this series. Max Schumann of the Rockhounds. And Ornelas has been tremendous. He's hitting .341. Well, you can see why, and he's got a big leg kick. That lead left foot gets way up in the air, but boy, that timing mechanism worked perfectly on that one. He lined it to center field for the game's first base hit. And the batter will be Justin Foscue. Bottom third of the order, Josh Stowers in right field. Stowers batting 7th. Jordan Procession, the first baseman, batting 8th. Procession at 1st. Cameron's pitch drops down low. 1 ball, no strikes. Matt Whitley rounds it out. He is the catcher. Matt Whatley batting 9th. Martinez, Ornelas, and Foscue up top. Harris, Krim, and Biggers in the middle. Stores, Procession, and Whatley for the Riders. Pitch by Ty. Inside corner called strike. Count 1-1. One on with one man down. Overall, Ty Dameron on the year, 1-3, 4.89 ERA. the hit total is very high, but there's, an interesting split attached to it. Here's his pitch up there, the outside corner of the knees. So inside edge, now outside part of the plate. Then a 1-2 count to Foscue. 61 hits in 42 and a third coming in. It's a high number. 20 bases on balls, 37 strikeouts. Dameron's pitch, ground ball, one hop to third base. Going to be handled there by Harris. To second for one, the turn, the pivot, and around the horn go the Rockhounds. Diamondback energy, double play, around the horn. Harris to Schumann. And on to Jordan Diaz at first. So the base hit does no damage. We have played an inning in the sunshine and a whole bunch of breeze in the Metroplex. And after one complete, Rockhounds and Riders are scoreless.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Top of the second inning, no score. Rockhounds middle third of the order with Jordan Diaz leading it off. Right-hander Tim Brennan. Right-hander delivers. Out of the way, ball one. Ball and no strikes to Jordan. Jordan Diaz talking about some of the best hitters in the league. 310 on the season. Pitch way down and away. That's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. 9 home runs. Team high, 35 runs driven in. Right-handed hitter is the 21-year-old. And the 2-0. Dangerous pitch. There's a line drive to deep left field. That ball's got a chance to do some damage, and that is going to get gone. Line drive, sidewalk souvenir. Well, you get 2-0 to this guy, and you are in some danger. Jordan Diaz puts the hounds on the board, and that was just an absolute line drive. We've talked about the wind maybe pushing the ball around. The wind didn't do anything to that. That was a line shot, and Jordan Diaz, they just got a great camera angle. That ball dented, and I'm not exaggerating, dented the wall in left field. There's a long sign. They have a home run terrace here in left, one of my favorite parts of this ballpark. And they have a sign that stretches, well, it's got to be 60 feet, called strike here to J.J. Schwarz. Sign right above the outfield wall. The outfield wall is, if I recall, 10 feet. And just above that is the signage that designates the home run terrace. Pitched down and away, 1-1. And that ball was a line drive, and you can see the dent even without the camera. That dent is visible. Man, that ball was hit. Here's a ground ball to the right side. That'll be handled by Foscue on the edge of the grass. Turns and throws, and J.J. Schwarz, I owe you an introduction. He grounds out the second as J.J. It's not every day you see a home run actually put a dent in something, and Diaz just did. That was impressive. His 10th homer, his 36th run batted in. And before I can even tell you he has a hit streak going, he's extended it. Delivery bouncing ball, first pitch, Kyle McCann. That's going to be right to Jordan Procession. That's a little room service for Jordan. So two men down after the home run by Diaz. And just that quickly, two men down with a run on the board. It's only the second run that Tim Brennan has given up. And he has really been good. The Hounds are on top, though, 1-0. On just a scorching line drive from Jordan Diaz. Now here's Marty Bikina. Takes down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Marty, right-handed hitter at 286. Couple of home runs and 10 driven in 16 games since joining the Hounds. Takes down low for a ball. That's two balls, no strikes. Jordan Diaz, by the way, tip our cap. He's extended his hit streak to 11 games with that home run. 2-0 to Marty, a big swing and a miss. Comes up empty, 2-1. Boy, Diaz has that average well over 300 now, 310 coming in. Well, it took a short bit of adjustment to get used to double-A, and man, he has been something ever since. A swing and a miss, and the count is 2-2 to the Rockhounds left fielder. Austin Beck waiting on deck. He is first double-A at bat. One of three joining the Rockhounds today from Lansing. Pitch to Bikina, down and away. Full count now to Marty. Base is empty, but one run in. Tim Brennan looks in for the sign. Right-hander with a leg kick. 3-2 pitch. Popped in the air. Is it playable? Nope. Going to get back just down below us, in fact. And the count will stay 3-2. Tim Brennan has been with the Rangers a while. His early career was slowed by injury. He was drafted in 2018 out of St. Joseph's in his home state of Pennsylvania. This is his first start of the year. He's worked 5 times in relief before. It's a swing and a foul tip. So Bikina hanging in there with a 3-2 count again. Tim, 25 years of age. Again, 7th rounder. Well, he just started to come back, of course, and then 2020 went away, so it has taken a while. There's an off-speed pitch swung on and missed. Boy, a gorgeous changeup by Tim Brennan. And out on strikes is Marty Bikina. But Jordan Diaz, boy, does he get the Rockhounds on the board as he dented the upfield wall. So in the top of the second, it is one run, one hit, one dent, no errors, and nobody left on base. Middle of the second, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 1, Frisco nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... oh, my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos? I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Last half of the second inning, and Dustin Harris will lead it off. Cleanup batter for the Riders. Left-handed hitter, left fielder, good hitter. Former A's farmhand, in fact, might well have been playing for the Rockhounds on this day had he not been part of a trade. The Mike Minor deal sent him over to the Rangers organization. Takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Dustin has some pop. He has 11 home runs, 41 driven in. Lefty against lefty. Ty Dameron's pitch. Swung on and ripped, but foul. Boy, a line shot. Wow. That skittered through the stands, and a fan who's almost all by himself in the section, I thought was going to try to make that catch, and boy, you just don't want to do that. That ball was sizzled, 0-2 the count. Hound shade him to pull. The kick by Ty. Pitch swung on, lined into center field. On the move is Austin Beck, and he will dive and make the catch. Welcome to Double-A Baseball, Austin Beck. Hello, how are you? Slapping a little leather in right center field with a diving catch on a line drive off the bat of Dustin Harris. That was a beauty. Boy, that got too much of the plate, Ty, I'll tell you. Watching on the replay, that was really nicely done. That ball was a laser. One down for Blaine Krim. Right-handed hitter, swings, fouls it back. Count is 0-1. DH today for the Rough Riders is Krim. Another good hitter, 295 with 11 home runs and 37 driven in. Dameron set, left-hander with a pitch. Down the middle, but low, one ball, one strike. Ty Dameron has made five starts at home and five starts on the road. And the innings pitched, in fact, are very similar. So a decent sample size. Here's his pitch. Swung on and popped foul out of play. It's 1-2. At home, his earned run average is 8.41. On the road, it is 1.64. Do those numbers again for you. It's stunning. Here's the 1-2. Swung and sent to first base. Jordan Diaz right there to make the play. No, two up, two down for Jax Biggers. 8.41 at home, 1.64 on the road. Base hits in 20 and a third innings at home, 39 hits. That's two hits an inning, basically. On the road, right at one hit per inning. 22 innings, 22 hits. Runs allowed are 24, 19 of them earned at home, 7 on the road, and 4 are earned. Pitched down and away, Biggers looking to bunt but did not offer. And to make those numbers a little bit even more puzzling, of his 5 starts on the road, 3 have been at Amarillo, where pitchers go to weep. Ground ball, right side. Schumann will make the play on the edge of the grass. Throws to Diaz for the out, and the inning is over. So 1-2-3 for Ty Dameron here in the second inning at Frisco. I mean, it's just absolutely, absolutely remarkable stuff. But those are the numbers, and they do not lie. So we have played a couple of innings here, and Village Car Wash score of this ball game means the Rockhounds 1 and Frisco nothing.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 wagon here? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram. Delivering life every day.
Tim Brennan back to work. We go to the top half of the third inning, and he will face 8-9-1 in the order. And for the Rockhounds, that means that Austin Beck will make his Double-A debut. It has been a while coming. Austin, who has been on the prospect list for the Oakland A's a good number of times, is still on most lists, not as high as he once was, but again, that doesn't necessarily mean a doggone thing. Had a lot of talent. Center fielder up from Lansing, along with pitchers Jeff Criswell and Hogan Harris. Hogan will make his Double-A debut, in fact, tomorrow. I'll give you the rest of the personnel here as we go to the top half of inning number 3. And Tim Brennan's first pitch to Beck. Down and away to Austin for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Got the beard and that long hair flying out of the back of that batting helmet. Boy, he's already made a terrific play defensively. Takes a called strike, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Right-handed hitter sets up, and Brennan with his pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed, 1-2. Scouting report is that breaking balls are kind of the offensive speed bump for Austin. He's got some pop. Brennan's pitch, and that'll stay up and in. Oh, no, my goodness, called third strike. I beg your pardon. Let me get a look at that on replay. We actually do have a video monitor here. That's interesting. Looked up and in, but again, I really must remind myself as Austin walks away a little frustrated. I'm going to get a second look at that. We are way up top here. This is the highest location in the Texas League. So sometimes a little tough to tell with that zone. That was as up and in as we've seen called a strike. We'll certainly tell you that. Chase Calaboy takes down low for a ball, and it's 1-0. Max Schumann, top of the order, waiting on deck. Pitch swung on the line toward first. That's down the line, and that is a fair ball. That just got down the line. Calaboy will turn it. He'll come for second. Boy, Chase Calaboy has really been turning it up. Boy, that was a very close call. Just got down the line. Chase turned on a 1-0 pitch, lined it down the right field line, and a stand-up double. So it's a runner in scoring position. Rockhounds have two base hits in the game. They've both been line drives. Line drive double for Chase Calaboy, and a line drive that flat got out of here by Jordan Diaz. So a runner in scoring position now for Max Schumann. Chase Calaboy, last 10 games coming into today, hitting .405, so he's extended that a little bit. Swinging a pop-up to shallow center field on a backup breaking pitch. Anyone going to get there? Yep, finally. Well, there were three guys closing on it. Harris from left field, Ornelas from shortstop, and J.P. Martinez just cruised in and said, I've got it, and he did. Pop up to shallow center, so Max 0 for 2. Two men down, and here's Brett Harris, runner in scoring position. Brett had his first struggle at the AA level during the home series just concluded with Springfield. In that series, he went just 3 for 21. And nonetheless, still hitting .327, and he's only playing in his 15th game, so averages can bounce around. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. So that tells you how well he was swinging the bat coming into that series. Right-handed hitter, just flat, does a lot of things well. Really good defensive player. It's down and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Scouts are kind of split on what they think his power potential might be. But you just get the sense very quickly about certain players. Guy just flat a ball player. Really good instincts. Plays hard. Swinging a ground ball that's going to be sharply hit over the glove of the third baseman. There'll be no play. Ornelas will track that down. Base hit for Brett. Long, high, strong Pittsburgh chop over the head of the third baseman. Biggers could not get there. Ornelas tracked it down. Calaboy comes to third base. So it's first and third for Logan Davidson. Long, sharply hit baseball. So a third base hit for the Hounds. And here's Logan, bounced out to the first baseman, Jordan Procession, to end the first inning. Well, if you're Tim Brennan, if you are any pitcher in the Texas League, you do not want to face the guy who's on deck, because that's Jordan Diaz, and he's already come up huge in this game. Logan Davidson, switch hitter, batting from the left side, has more power from that side, swings and misses. Brennan with an off-speed pitch, and it's 0-1. And Logan with some power, 8 home runs and 30 driven in. I started to say second on the team in both categories. Actually, Max Schumann has 31 runs driven, and he's second to Jordan Diaz for the Hounds. Pitch, ball one, one ball, one strike. Zach Geloff, of course, led the team, but he has been sidelined, has Zach now for a while. That's a shoulder injury. Pitch to Logan, a bouncer foul right at the plate, and the count is now 1-2. First and third, two men down. Top of the third, and Rockhounds on top, 1-0. Shortstop Ornelas shading well toward the middle. And second baseman Foscue about halfway between first and second. Another bouncer to first. That's twice right to the first baseman, and another easy play. So Logan Davidson bounces out. And the inning is over. Rockhounds get a couple of base hits, but they will strand both runners. So to the bottom half of the third inning we go, and our Village Car Wash score of the game from Frisco. Rockhounds 1, Rough Riders nothing.
Parenting is full of surprises.
You never know what to expect.
So after our son was born, I called my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent to set up a life insurance policy in case something happened to me.
Sawyer is now 2.
And we'll soon have a sister. There's no one else I would trust with protecting my family.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Ty Dameron back to the mound. We go to the bottom half of the third inning. He will face the bottom third of the Frisco order. Mentioned right at the top of the broadcast, there are 12 games remaining now in the first half of the season. There are 2 6-game series. The Rockhounds will finish the first half and begin the second at home. Be back home 1 week from today. 2-for-1 Tuesday. 1 week from today at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Tulsa will come to town to finish the first half, and San Antonio to open the second. Josh Stowers leads it off. Ty Dameron to face him. 1-0 Hounds. First pitch, high fly ball, straightaway center field. Austin Beck is there. Boy, that breeze really blowing. He'll make the catch. That ball hits straight in the air toward the batter's eye. There are two flags on either side of the very tall batter's eye here, the tallest in the league easily, and they are just whipping, and right behind that there is a row of, well, really a row of lush trees all around the perimeter of this ballpark, and they are just, boy, I mean, bending in the wind. First pitch, fly ball out, Stowers, and here's Jordan Procession. Left-handed hitter, wide open stance, almost facing the batter directly. The batter almost facing the pitcher directly, I should say, down and away from tie ball one. Stands wide open, taps that left shoulder, closes up upon delivery, and takes low and away for a ball. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Well, when he sets up, he is almost just standing with both toes, both sets of toes facing the mound. The 2-0 pitch from Ty, swing and a miss. Boy, good, really good sink on that delivery again. Tough to tell a lot of that from up here, but that one definitely had some sink on it. 2 balls and a strike. Procession swings, ground ball, 2, hops out towards second. Backhanded by Schumann, flips to first for the out. So two men down here in inning number 3. Here's Matt Watley. He is the catcher. Matt at 191. A couple of home runs, 4 driven in. Hounds in these next 3 series. Frisco here, Tulsa and San Antonio at home. Will face 3 pennant contenders. Perhaps a winner. Ground ball to shortstop. And who's left gobbling that up is Logan Davidson. Boy, a bad throw, but it's picked by Diaz. Logan with a short hop throw. Really don't see that very often. Good play by Diaz. Well, Ty Dameron, I told you, home and road, the splits are just crazy. Another 1-2-3 inning. He's given up 1 hit that was wiped away on a double play. So we'll give you some totals here in just a couple of moments. We have played 3 innings of baseball, and we are again in Frisco, Texas, with a daytime opener to this 6-game series. And after 3 innings in Game 1, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 1, Riders nothing.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969.
more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
We've played three in the Metroplex. Rockhounds 1, Frisco nothing. Hounds with one run on three base hits. Frisco has no runs on one hit. The game has been errorless early on. Jordan Diaz quite literally putting a dent in some outfield signage here with a line drive that, well, it went out at about 13 feet high. And I say that because if my notes from previous seasons, it's been a while, but that wall is 10 feet high in straightaway left field. It drops down to about 6 or 7 feet high most of the way, most of the rest of the way around the outfield, but it's a little higher in straightaway left. And Jordan cleared that wall as he stands in now to lead off the inning. He cleared that wall by about 3 feet and literally put a dent in some bright green signage. Swings and misses, trying to put a second dent in that wall, and it's 0-1. Diaz home run, the only run of the ball game early on. Tim Brennan's pitch is sent out through on the right side, a base hit, little inside-out swing. And Jordan sent the fastball the other way. So he is 2-for-2 in this game, the home run extending his hit streak to 11 games. Hounds have their fourth base hit. The batter will be J.J. Schwarz. J.J. is the designated hitter, grounded out to second, his first time up. First of a six-game series here. As mentioned, this is the home stretch of the first half. San Antonio has just been playing remarkable baseball since basically starting with game 12. Pitch down and into J.J. for ball one, one ball and no strikes. San Antonio started the year 2-11. They are now two games clear of Frisco with 12 games remaining. Pitch down and in for a ball. It's 2-0 to J.J.'s. I think 3:15 coming into this game. Frisco, by the way, will finish the half at Arkansas, so there's no more head-to-head with San Antonio. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and that's called strike 2-1. San Antonio, it's redundant, I know, but it's just remarkable how they have turned that team around. Veteran manager Philip Wellman doing an amazing job. Just swing and a miss. J.J. a little bit behind the off-speed pitch fooled him. A little bit of deception on that. The count is two balls and two strikes to the Hounds DH. Right-handed hitter is J.J. A couple of home runs, nine driven in, playing in his 15th game. Swings and misses. Boy, chased that one up and away. Back-to-back off-speed pitches from Tim Brennan. And he has his third strikeout. There's one man down, and here is Kyle McCann. San Antonio is now on the year 30-25. So they are 28-14 in their last 42 games, and that means they have won precisely two out of every three games they have played over their last 42. That is rarefied air. Pitch down and in to left-handed hitting Kyle McCann. Bounced out to first base his last time up on the first pitch swing. So San Antonio up by two games, and as we mentioned during the homestand, they also have the de facto tiebreaker over Frisco. The pitch, a called strike to Kyle at the knees, and it's 1-1. Because San Antonio will play fewer games in the first half, having lost two to COVID concerns, they would have a better winning percentage if the teams finished in a tie in terms of games behind the leader. Pitch down low, two balls, two strikes. San Antonio, man, they turned around. So did Wichita. Slow start, and it is the wind surge leading Tulsa by a game and a half in the north. Two balls, one strike. Pitch to Kyle. Fouled straight back to the screen. 2-2 to the Rockhounds catcher. Kyle at 241, seven home runs, 22 driven in. Runner at first is Jordan Diaz. One man down in the fourth. The Rockhounds lead the game 1-0. By the way, in the north, there is now another contender. Arkansas has just been red hot of late. The swing and a miss and out on strikes. A good breaking pitch down and in. And Kyle could not catch it. Brennan has his fourth strikeout. Well, he has tremendous command. He is, again, that may be it for him. I was about to say, this is as far as he has gone in a ball game, so we'll see. Pretty sure that is going to be it. Again, Brennan has only pitched very, very short stints early on, so he is done. He strikes out four, does not walk a batter. He has 16 strikeouts and one walk. Goes 3 2/3, so he's gone 15 innings with 16 strikeouts, one walk. Has given up just two runs, including a solo home run by Jordan Diaz. So Brennan's day is done, 3 2/3 innings. And the Riders will go to the bullpen. I believe, well, I want to say Grant Wolfram, but I would be, yeah, there we go. It is indeed Grant Wolfram. Thought I got a look at the number, and then he turned his body a little bit. Wolfram is a left-hander. He will inherit a runner at first base with two men down here in the fourth inning. So Grant Wolfram will have Jordan Diaz on at first base, and he'll face Marty Bikina. The Arkansas Travelers, that's what we were mentioning, they have won 8 of their last 10, and they are all of a sudden just 2 games behind Wichita. And just a half game behind the Tulsa Drillers. So the Arkansas Travelers, AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, are in that race as well. So you have a good solid 3-team race in the North Division, probably a 2-team race with San Antonio and Frisco in the South, although Amarillo is hanging around as well. Grant Wolfram on to pitch, left-hander. It's out of Holland, Michigan. That's where he was born. He was raised in Davenport, Michigan. That's where he makes his home. Rangers drafted him in the 18th round in 2018. Left-hander will make his 14th appearance. 2-1 with a 7.20 earned run average. Bases on balls have been absolutely the issue. He's right at a hit per inning. 20 hits in 20 innings exactly, but he has also walked 20 batters. So while the hits per inning are certainly a good solid watermark, the whip is 2. He has given up a hit and a walk on average per inning. Faces Marty Bikina, who struck out swinging his first time up. Wolfram with a stretch, Diaz the lead. Backdoor pitch is a called strike one, and it's 0-1 to Marty, right-handed hitter. Couple of home runs, 10 driven in. He's played for both AAA Las Vegas and Single-A Stockton on the year. Pitch to Marty is down and in for a ball. Count is 1-1. Diaz led the inning off with a single to right field. And he is on at first base with two men down. Jordan's the guy who put the only run on the board so far in this ball game. Wolfram comes set, left-hander from the letters. Pitch, a fastball swung on and missed, and count goes 1-2. And just glancing at the crowd, do have some groups of kids here, so that's got to be part of it. They're calling it Splash Day today. And the kids are apparently in groups. Here's the pitch swung on, bounced right up middle, had him played absolutely perfectly. Foskey right behind the bag to make that play. He'll get the second and forces out Diaz. That's as close to a shift as you can get, and it was absolutely perfect positioning. Foskey was absolutely waiting for that ground ball. So no runs on a leadoff base hit by Jordan Diaz. No errors, and one man left on base. 3.5 in the sunshine and the breeze in the Metroplex. Village Car Wash score of our game, Hounds 1, Rough Riders nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Top of the order in the last half of the fourth inning. Ty Dameron gave up a base hit to Jonathan Ornelas in the first, but the Rockhounds turned and around the horn. Diamondback Energy double play. So Ty has faced the minimum. Got the nice double play behind him and a terrific catch by Austin Beck in his double-A debut. A diving catch in center field off the bat of Dustin Harris to start the second inning. So he's had some good help defensively. And here is J.P. Martinez now to face him as we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. First pitch called strike to the knees, and it's 0-1. Martinez popped out to second baseman Max Schumann his first time up. It's our first look at the breeze affecting baseballs. Big bender drops down low, one ball, one strike. Jonathan Ornelas and Justin Foscue to follow here in the Frisco fourth inning. Martinez waits, takes, just down and away. Two balls and a strike. By the way, I caught myself. I told you Marty Bikina played at Stockton. He played it with Lansing at the advanced A level. I trip on that from time to time. Here's the delivery down and away for a ball with a reshuffling and reorganization of minor league baseball. Last year, a lot of the short A or low A leagues historically became advanced A, and some of the advanced A became straightaway single A or low A, as they sometimes call it. Pitch down and in. Ball four, so Martinez a walk, and that's not a guy that you want to offer a free pass to. His percentage isn't great, but he has 20 stolen bases, does J.P. Martinez, so he can flat go. He has been caught seven times. He liked the percentage a little bit higher, but he can flat take one on you. Left-handed pitcher on the mound. We'll see how that will affect things. And the batter is Jonathan Ornelas. He ripped a single his first time up on a 2-0 pitch. Martinez, solid lead, set by Ty, and he'll come that way. Ornelas, as we mentioned, just an outstanding hitter. 341 coming in. He and Max Schumann, two of the league's very best. Ornelas is a right-handed hitter. And a called strike, and the count 0-1. Has six home runs, 27 driven in. That's from the right side. Takes down and in with a breaking pitch, and it's one ball and one strike. In the A's organization, just to finish that thought, for years and years, the Midwest League was the single A or low A. I don't like that designation, but just single A. And the California League was advanced A. Pitch, boy, just missed. Ball two, 2-1. The tie in this inning, all of a sudden, a little bit of a struggle to find the zone. One on and nobody down. Ornelas, a dangerous hitter here with a 2-1 count. Set by Ty. Pitch to the plate. Bounce foul. That's wide at third base. Count is 2-2. And there was also their short season single A. That has gone away. So the California League and the Northwest League is high A now. That was always short season single A. I worked in that league a million years ago when things were a little different. So structure a tinge different. And, of course, there is the Arizona League, rookie league. That is still around. Pitch down and away for a ball, 3-2. But Lansing, the Lugnuts, now the closest step. on the A's ladder to the Rockhounds. And, in fact, three players mentioned, pitchers Hogan Harrison, Jeff Criswell, and outfielder Austin Beck all joining the team today. Pitch got there, called third strike. That was interesting. Ornelas actually was walking away before we could hear the strike call from Isaias Barba, the home plate umpire. So Jonathan knows his strike zone pretty well, and he knew he got caught looking at that pitch. Called third strike. First strikeout for Ty. One on, one out, and here's Justin Foscue. Solid hitter, former star in Mississippi State is Justin. 283, four home runs, 22 driven in. Cameron's pitch. High and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Dustin Harris waiting on deck. Third baseman Brett Harris just slightly shading the line at third. Pitches swung on and fouled straight back. Count is one ball and one strike. Foscue, his first time up, sent a ball to third base that Brett Harris, Max Schumann, and Jordan Diaz turned into an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play. One ball, one strike. Pitched by Ty. Fouled straight back. One and two. Base on balls. The second base runner allowed by Ty Dameron. Again, the first inning, it's single by Ornelas, which was quickly wiped away on the double play. Count as a ball and two strikes. Foscue batting from the right side. Open stance as he sets up. Pitch from Cameron swung on and missed. He got him. Well, Ty was struggling to find the zone a little tiny bit. Comes back with two strikeouts, so he solved that issue in a hurry. Did the left-hander. Two men down for Dustin Harris. Harris, a really good at bat his first time. He doesn't have anything to show for it than an 0 for 1. However, on an 0-2 pitch, he lined a ball in the center field. Austin Beck made a diving catch. Lefty against lefty, runner the lead. Pitch is a strike at the knees. 0-1 the count. Ty into his fourth inning of work. Rockhounds got a solo home run from Jordan Diaz leading off the second. It swung on, fly ball, center field. Wind is pushing. Going back is Beck, still back over the shoulder. Can he hang on to it? Did he hang on to it? He hit the wall and dropped to the deck. He caught the ball, and he's down. Austin Beck, second time he has robbed Harris, and now he gets back up. Okay, my goodness. Dustin Harris, and the wind was pushing that. I'm going to take just a second to watch this on the replay. One stride, banged into the wall. Cap goes flying, hit the deck, and shows the baseball in the glove. Boy, two tremendous catches by Austin Beck in center field. We've played four. Village Car Wash score remains. Hounds 1, Frisco nothing.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the My HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
The guy who made the catch will lead it off as Austin Beck stands in. Boy, we got back just in time. Pitch up high for a ball. Fifth inning underway. didn't mean to be slow getting out of the inning, but we got a great look at that replay of that catch. Boy, Austin, his second beauty, both at the expense of Dustin Harris. Takes a good backdoor pitch, called strike from Grant Wolfram. One ball, one strike. Austin Beck, Chase Kalibwig, then back to the top of the order for Max Schumann here in the Hounds fifth. 1-0 Rockhounds. Pitch just outside. Count goes 2-1. Austin left his feet catching the line drive going toward right center off Harris's bat in the second inning and goes against the wall in left center and robs him here. Swinging a foul straight back, and the count is 2-2. So Austin has a strikeout at the dish in his Double-A debut, but he has two absolutely tremendous defensive plays. Right-handed hitter straight away in the box. 2-2 the count. Wolfram from the stretch. Breaking pitch. Got him. Swing and a miss. So a couple of strikeouts. Well, he's got two strikeouts. He's got two great catches. One man down is Chase Kalibwig. Chase with a double his first time up. He was down in the 230-240 range for a while was Chase. You and I know he is far, far better than that. In his last 11 games, is now hitting over 400. He doubled his first time up. They really shade him up the middle. Takes a fastball strike on the inside corner at 95, and the count is 0-1. Left-handed hitter, 289 coming into the game for Chase. Even with a bag, interestingly enough, at third is Jax Biggers. Chase not showing bunt. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. So the iPad says if he hits it that way, won't hit it very hard. Second baseman Foskey about midway between the bags, though. The swing and a tapper back to the mound, and Wolfram will make that play. Turns and throws. Bad throw, and he threw it away. Boy, you can see that coming a mile away. That's an easy one. Error on the pitcher. And Wolfram talking to himself. Boy, he really short-hopped that throw. Just tied procession the first baseman up. Turned and just kind of short-armed it. Boy, he threw that, yeah, about 4 feet short and wide, and he threw it right into the path of Chase Kalibwig, so procession had no chance to get there. One on and one man down, top of the order, Max Schumann. Max has popped out twice in this game, flying out to right and center, both in shallow territory. 3:30 coming into the game from Max. Looks to bunt, takes up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. I've used it so many times, and so many times you see it. Great Willie McCovey, Giants first baseman, monstrous hitter, but a really good defender. Pitch way up high for a ball, 2-0, and Willie McCovey simply said, if it's the pitcher who's throwing you the ball, remember they don't do it a lot. He said he always expected a bad throw, and by that he simply means don't take it for granted, be ready to make an adjustment. And that was the case right there, very poor throw. Backdoor pitch, just high ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Tim Brennan goes 3 2/3, four base hits, one run on the Diaz homer. No walks and four strikeouts. Continues to pitch very, very well for the Riders. Pitch, inside, ball four. And with that, Max Schumann has now reached base in 10 games in a row. Boy, that's an ugly inning for Wolfram. Again, we told you, he averages a walk per inning. Also a hit for inning. Here's Brett Harris. Flew to right field in the first inning. Infield single sharply hit in the third. Ball that took a big long hop. Got past the third baseman Biggers. By the time Ornelas, the shortstop, got there, no chance to get him. Two on and one man down. Hounds trying to expand on the 1-0 lead. Harris swings, lines one toward left field. Coming on in a hurry. Up ball will drop. Base hit. That'll load him up. Dustin Harris charged, but no chance to get there. A little flare into left field. Brett Harris with a base hit. Now he's 2-for-3. He said with Brett, he struggled in that Springfield series, but he's been so very good. He's 2-for-3 in this one. Now Logan Davidson. Logan has been up twice and twice has bounced out unassisted to first baseman Jordan Procession. Top of the fifth in Frisco. 1-0 Rockhounds. Bases loaded with one man down. Left-hander on the mound, Jordan Or I'm sorry, Jordan Diaz on deck. Logan will swing around, bat from the right side. Takes up high. There's the Herons shortstop. One ball, no strikes. Logan finished that series with Springfield very strong. Hits in his last three games, including a double and a homer. Swings and misses here. Off-speed pitch, and the count goes 1-1. Hounds in the dark sky blue jerseys, gray baseball pants, dark blue helmets. Riders in the classic home whites, trimmed in largely in maroon. Double-A affiliate, of course, of the Texas Rangers, have been since they were inaugurated back in, was it, 04? Pitch, a swing and a miss, one ball and two strikes to count. Texas had been for so very long had been the Double-A affiliate in Tulsa. But when the Frisco franchise was born, moved from Shreveport, Louisiana those years ago, partially owned at the time by the Rangers, so they had to be the Rangers Double-A, and that caused one of the shuffles in affiliation. Long time now. Pitch high and away for a ball, 2-2. Frisco won a Texas League title in 2004. They have not won one since. And this will be the second consecutive year. If they don't make the playoffs, if they don't win the first half, another disappointing year that way. Pitch down and in, 3-2. Now remember, Wolfram has had some issues with command. And now the count and the bases are both full. 1-0 Rockhounds in the fifth inning. Bases full for Logan at the dish. Calabug at third. Schumann at second. Harris at first. 3-2 pitch. Down and away. Ball four. So, what did the man say? Those bases on balls. Second walk of the inning. And the man who scores is Chase Calabug, and he reached on the throwing error by the pitcher, so a rough inning for Grant Wolfram. Two walks, a base hit, and a throwing error. So Logan with his 31st RBI, now going to get a visit to the mound, and this will be not going to be a pitching change. It's going to be Jeff Andrews, the pitching coach. By the way, talking about the pennant races, again, San Antonio and Frisco do not meet again in the first half. In the North Division, Wichita is at Tulsa for a six-game series, and man, that is huge. A game and a half separate them. So the first half, and cannot count out Arkansas. They are only two games back. They are playing Northwest Arkansas. Naturals have been playing pretty well of late. So two really interesting series going on in the North. In the South, Amarillo is at San Antonio while the Hounds take on Frisco here. Corpus Christi is in fifth place in the Texas League South. Now Jordan Diaz, look out. Base is loaded. Pitch to Jordan. High and away. Ball 1-1-0. Activity has begun in the Frisco bullpen. So Grant Wolfram, a little bit of a struggle here. He got out of the fourth inning in relief of Tim Brennan, but bases loaded here. One run in, 2-0. Pitch big, swing and a miss. Jordan had a rip. It's 1-1. Jordan Diaz, a wall-denting line drive home run in the second inning. Single to right field his last time. 2-for-2 with an 11-game hit streak now tucked away. Pitch by Wolfram. Big swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch, and Jordan was out in front. That was too tempting. Could not lay off. It was up in the zone. Had to look like a balloon up there. And what's the beach ball? Yeah, that's better. Although, I don't think you can hit a beach ball out of the ballpark, but that's a whole other story. Bases are loaded. Schumann at third. Harris at second. Davidson at first. One run across. 1-2 count. Pitch to Jordan. And he, nubbed one off his foot. That could not have felt good. That ball, you can tell when it gets the foot flush because the ball, maybe the side of the foot, maybe the instep, because the ball just rolls right on the ground up the first base side pretty quickly. So that could not have felt good at all. Activity in the bullpen. Seth Nordlund, right-hander, is warming up and is ready to go when needed. Wolfram trying to get out of the inning. Bases loaded, one man down. Here's the stretch, pitch on the way to Diaz. Swings and misses. Wolfram, good mix of pitches and locations. Diaz is out, second strikeout. Inning should be over. But because of his fielding error, Grant Wolfram still out there, and the bases are still loaded, and that's going to be it for him. So Nordlund will come on. And over the fourth and fifth innings combined, Grant Wolfram will go one inning. And again, as he has done, he gave up one hit, actually gave up two walks. He also struck out two batters, one unearned run. Bases will be loaded with two men down here in the fifth inning. And a right-hander jogging in from the bullpen is Seth Nordlund. So we get Seth's name written in here on the card. Mentioned frustration for Frisco last year. Now for me to feel sorry for Frisco, that... Oh, for Frisco or Amarillo, never, never, never. But really, last season, of course, when we started the season, Major League Baseball had decided that we would play a 120-game, slightly reduced schedule, but without first and second halves. And they did not decide on a playoff structure until about midway through the season. When they did, they decided on playoffs, but very short ones. Just a 2-out-of-3-game series for the championship, but no divisions and no halves, basically just the top two teams overall. They kept the division designations, but the divisions meant nothing. It was the top two teams in the league. Frisco led the South basically start to finish last year, but in a very closely contested playoff race, it came down to the last day of the season. Wichita was in, and there were three teams battling for the other spot. It was Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, and Frisco. Frisco was first on the list. Had they won on the closing day of last season, they were in, but they lost. Arkansas then had that chance. They lost. Northwest Arkansas then needed a win, or Frisco would have been in, but the Naturals won their last game of the season, so they were the last team with a chance to punch their own ticket. They did, went on to win the title. But Frisco would have been the South Division champions last year. Simply put, the structure was changed. And this year, they've led wire to wire pretty much until the last, four or five days. In steps JJ. Takes down low from Seth Nordlund for ball one, one ball and no strikes. JJ Schwarz with the bases loaded, two men down. He has bounced to second and struck out swinging. Nordlund, right-hander with a pitch, backs it up, but it's down and in. Ball two, two balls, no strikes. Nordlund, 6'2", 225. Mesa, Arizona is his home. Bases full with two away, one run in on a bases-loaded walk. Pitch, that's a strike of the knees. Just got there outside half, 2-1. Went way off speed. That was a changeup at 78. Seth Nordlund out of Gateway Junior College in the state of Arizona. Pitch, swing and a miss, and J.J. couldn't catch it. Boy, another change. Back-to-back pitches at 78. Boy, Hounds have scored a run, but they've had a chance to do much more. Hadn't been a pretty inning for the Rough Riders. An error in a couple of walks, one base hit. The second of the walks coming with the bases loaded. Well, the Hounds gave up four of those the other night. Two balls, two strikes, pitching away to J.J., swings, lines one up the middle, that's a clean base hit. That will score one, that will score two, Hounds will double the lead, it's 4-0 in the top half of the fifth inning, and J.J. delivers. On a 2-2 pitch, low line drive, right back up the middle. Max Schumann scoring easily. Yeah, breaking ball hung up just a little bit. Brett Harris also scoring from second base, Logan Davidson stopping at second. Now J.J. with his 10th and 11th RBIs, and he's playing in just his 15th game. Both of those runs will be charged to Grant Wolfram. Cannot give up an earned run. Now it's first and second, and here's Kyle McCann. Kyle takes down low for a ball, 1-0. So the Hounds got a bases-loaded walk from Logan Davidson, his 31st RBI of the season, and J.J. Schwarz continues to be really productive, 11 ribbies in 15 games. pitch, a swing and a miss. 1-1 to Kyle McCann. Kyle 0 for 2. Lost a 20-game on-base streak on Sunday. Not hitting for high average during that stretch, but again, getting on base a bunch. Certainly consistently. He's on base in 20 of his last 22 games. Swings and sends a high pop-up, left side foul ground. Third baseman Jax Biggers, the call. Is he going to get it? Oh, my. Just did. Well, that wind is really, really messing with the baseball. So Kyle fouls out to the third baseman Jax Biggers. The inning is over, but the Rockhounds put a 3 spot on the board. So we are midway through this one. The series opener here in the Metroplex, first of a 6-gamer. The Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. We go to the bottom half of the fifth, where Riders Field, Village Car Wash score now reads Rockhounds 4, Frisco nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, but there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary, but not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Ty Dameron set. Bottom half of the fifth inning as Blaine Krim stands in, takes the fastball strike. Outside corner on one. Blaine Krim, Jax Biggers, and Josh Stowers. 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Hounds with a 3 spot in the fifth. They lead 4-0. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Well, in baseball, in terms of, anyway, minor league baseball anymore, this is kind of Monday. Well, I mentioned that in a moment. Here's the pitch swung on and fouled straight back. Mondays are now off days almost throughout the season. Couple of exceptions, but or at least one. We're kidded about that. Yeah, the 4th of July falls on a Monday, and I think probably, yeah, you'd probably want to go ahead and play on the 4th of July, so that will not be a Monday off. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pitch to Krim, bounced at foul, still 1-2. So it's Tuesday on the baseball calendar, or on your calendar. It's kind of Monday because we're just starting the series. And it's a day game, so I'll lean on that as well. But I went right past our trivia. Got the Stown Communications road to the show. That's cool. But I missed our early game trivia. Pitch swung on, pop foul out of play. It's kind of cool. And it doesn't take long. It's kind of a quick one, but goes back a ways. The Cincinnati Red Stockings are one of the first teams that would become a Major League team. This actually predates Major League Baseball as we know it. It goes back a long ways. Pitch swung on and missed out on strikes. A tie with look from here like a good slider. We're so far up, it's a little tough to tell sometimes on movement and direction, certainly up and down. Third strikeout. He struck out 3 of the last 4 batters he's faced. Blaine Krim is out on strikes. Here's Jax Biggers. So before Big League Baseball was actually even Big League Baseball, the Cincinnati Red Stockings were pretty good. Pitch inside for a ball to Jax Biggers. He bounced to second his first time up. In let's see, 18, oh my goodness, I did not jot it. 1878, I think. Way back. Here's a called strike, and it's one ball, one strike. Way back, just before Major League Baseball became Major League Baseball. Of course, the year isn't that important, but way back, okay? Tell you how good these guys were. The Cincinnati Red Stockings. Breaking pitch, bounce toward first, foul ball. Big old bender from Ty. It's 1-2 to Biggers. Game at the Capital Line Grounds in Brooklyn, New York. The Brooklyn Atlantics defeated the Cincinnati Red Stockings in extra innings, 8-7. This just in. The Atlantics, with that win, snapped a Red Stockings win streak, and it was pretty impressive. Here's the 1-2. Just down and away. Now, in the old days, they didn't play the same kind of schedule we do now. There were exhibition games mixed in with the official games. So, official games and exhibition games combined. Cincinnati Red Stockings. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lifted high in the air. Foul ball way out of play. Right field side. 2-2. Between, let's see. I'll add this to the... Okay, between 20 and 130. How many consecutive games had the Red Stockings, Cincinnati won, before Brooklyn beat them on this date? Between 20 and 130. How many games had they won in a row? Official and exhibition games combined. Here's the two-ball, two-strike pitch. Breaking ball. That's lined toward left field. Will it hang up? It will. Bikina there makes the catch. Well-hit ball. Line drive to left. Two men down. Well, Ty has had, three or four hard-hit baseballs. Austin Beck has been brilliant twice, denying Dustin Harris. And that ball was well-hit. Two down for Josh Stowers. Flew out routinely to Austin. His first time up. Hounds lead it 4-0. Pitch swung on line, right field, left field side, right-handed hitter. Center down the left field line. I was about to tell you, Josh is a right-handed hitter, and he swung at the first pitch. Lined it foul in the left field corner. It's 0-1. Josh Stowers, 203 batting average. Takes down and into the shoe tops, one ball and one strike. Well, on this date, Cincinnati lost, and they lost a win streak went away. I imagine they were pretty disappointed. They should be. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball down low. Between 20 and 130, how many consecutive games have the Cincinnati Red Stockings won before losing on this date? 130. Yeah, exhibition and official games combined. Pitch from Ty. Just drops low. Ball three. Three balls, one strike. 81 official games, 49 exhibition games, 130-0. And Brooklyn beat them, and it took extra innings on this date. The Cincinnati Red Stockings. Pretty good team, huh? Swing, line drive. That'll get down. Base hit. Bikina will play it on 1-2-3 hops. Stowers has just the second base hit of the game. For Frisco, two hits and a walk. That's been hit from Ty Dameron. Again, good defense behind him when he's needed it. That'll bring up Jordan Procession. In that same game, by the way, and this is kind of cool, they lost their 130-game win streak, did the Red Stockings, and pitch to the outside corner is wide. 1-0 to Procession, left-handed hitter. The other team, Brooklyn, had what is believed to be the first switch hitter in big league history in that game. It is cool how and why that came about. Foul back, 1-1. Brooklyn captain was a guy named Bob Ferguson, and he was a right-handed hitter, but he did not want to pull the ball to the Cincinnati shortstop. A guy named George Wright was a defensive whiz at that time. Stretched by Dameron, run of the lead. Pitch, foul back, 1-2 to Procession with one on and two out. Hounds lead it 4-0. So to keep the ball away from shortstop George Wright, Bob Ferguson swung around and batted left-handed. First ever switch hitter. All of that went on the Capital Line Grounds in Brooklyn, New York in this state. Procession turns into a pitch that's up and in. Didn't mean to, but fouled it away. Count is 1-2. Procession 262 has not played a bunch. This is his 21st game. We have seen him as a catcher. He has pitched in the past. Very short lead for Josh Stoller. His pitch, oh, did it hit him? Yeah, it did. Got him. Boy, and you know that hurt. He turned and walked away. It looks like procession okay, but, man, that doesn't feel good. So now a base hit and a hit batsman, fourth base runner of the game. Now to second goes Josh Stowers, and that'll bring up Matt Watley, the catcher. Bounced to short his first time up. Trivia first time around brought your way by Hilliard IT Solutions. And I think Chris Smith is going to jog out. Rockhounds pitching coach will come out to the mound briefly. Hounds will head for home 1 week from today, as mentioned. Now, there's always our terrific daytime specials for you, weekday specials, I should say. Two-for-one tickets on Tuesday. Coupon available for you at Baskin-Robbins. Half-price hot dogs on Wednesday. That's baseball and America combined. Pretty classic stuff. Half-price hot dogs. Thirsty Thursday, of course. And, boy, appropriate now is, boy, we're really heading into summertime. In fact, I think 21st is the summer solstice, is it not? That is the first day of the homestand. And 1 week from this Friday, beach towel night at the ball yard. And, of course, fireworks on Saturday. Family Day Sunday all coming up beginning 1 week from today. Here's Matt Watley. Takes up and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Two on, two out, fifth inning. Again, warm to say the least, breezy to say the least, 20 plus all day long so far. Big swing and a miss as Watley comes up empty. At 94 degrees now on the thermometer, so the heat index is pretty much flirting with 100. That breeze is really strong. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, Watley just waved at that one. Off-speed pitch from Ty. 94, what do they say it feels like here? It feels like 98, and yes, it does. Breeze right to left, and boy, sometimes just turning and blowing straight out. It is a helping wind. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that ball popped in the air, right side. Jordan Diaz, fair territory, first baseman. Is he going to make it? He does. Wow, over the shoulder. That ball almost eluded him. If you think it's easy to catch a pop-up in the wind, you didn't, but Jordan got it done. So no runs on a hit and a hit batsman. No errors and a couple of men left on base. So we have played five innings in Frisco in the Metroplex at Riders Field. Village Car Wash scored the game through five. The Rockhounds four, the Rough Riders nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
We've played five in the Metroplex. Rockhounds lead it with a score of 4-0. Jordan Diaz, solo home run, impressive. If you're just dialing in, Jordan Diaz, and I was looking at the dent between innings, actually put a dent in some outfield signage in left field with a home run to start the scoring in this game. His ninth, making his 10th, I'm sorry, of the year. Rockhounds then got three in the fifth inning, kind of Frankensteined them together. An error by pitcher Grant Wolfram, followed by a walk to Max Schumann, Brett Harris single loaded the bases. Logan Davidson, a bases loaded walk, made it 2-0. And J.J. Suarez drove in a pair with a sharp single to center field. That doubled the advantage and put it where it is. 4-0 is the score. Rockhounds, 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors, 4-6-0. Frisco has no runs on 2 hits, 1 error, 0-2-1. Ty Dameron, we'll say with him nowhere near the mound, continues to just be a remarkable story of season splits. And we go to the sixth, and a good backup pitch to Marty Bikina for a called strike. Bottom third of the Hounds order. Bikina, Beck, and Calabui. Ty Dameron has been good on the road. He's a line drive. That'll get down left field side. Marty kind of reached for that. Well, that caught me by surprise, rather obviously. He reached for that ball and just yanked it down the left field line. See if we get a second look. It looked like middle out. Again, we're 4 stories up here, so precise location is a little tough to get. Was the Rockhounds hitter doing something good, so I don't know that we will see a replay, but that was one that Marty reached out and yanked, so he's 1-for-3 with a leadoff double here in the sixth inning. Hounds get their 7th base hit of the game. And now Austin Beck making his double-A debut. 0-for-2 at the dish and 2-for-2 in the field. Two great catches, both off the bat of Dustin Harris. Guy that I'm sure Austin knows at least a little bit. Pitch right down the middle to the right-handed hitter, 0-1 the count. And Dustin Harris is a former A's farmhand. Austin Beck ready to go. Stretching pitch by the right-hander and the pitch foul back. Seth Nordlund gave up the 2-run single to Schwarz, then got a pop out to end the inning. The runs were charged to Grant Wolfram, but none of them are earned. 0-2 count. Pitch to Austin, way up and in. That's ball for ball one. 1 ball and 2 strikes. First of a 6-game set. We'll move to the evening time the rest of the way. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7:05, and Sunday at 6:05. Stretch pitch by Nordlund, fouled away. Count a ball and 2 strikes. Austin Beck drafted out of North Davidson High School in Lexington, North Carolina. First rounder. The 6th pick overall, the 2017 draft. Right-handed hitter takes, call 3rd strike. Boy, just got there. He's rung up. So Austin, 3 strikeouts in his first game with the Rockhounds. 1 man down with a runner in scoring position. Chase Calabwig, the batter, chased a double in the 3rd inning and reached on an error his last time. Well, that breaking pitch just got there. We got a really good second look at that. Chase, left-handed hitter, rocks that bat a little bit as he waits. Check swing, and ooh, foul ball. Got Matt Watley, the catcher, knocked his mask off. Count is 0-1. As this series continues, 2 more debuts. Tomorrow, Hogan Harris will get the start for the Rockhounds. Colin Palouse on Thursday, Jeff Criswell will start on Friday in his double-A debut. We have 3 players up from advanced single-A Lansing. Jeff Criswell, a top-10 prospect for the Oakland A's. Hogan Harris is on most of the lists as well. He's battled injury in his career. 0-1 pitch drops down low, 1-1 to Chase. But Hogan, who missed all of last year after undergoing Tommy John surgery, of course, 2020 went by the board, so he has pitched very, very little in his professional career lately, but he will make his double-A debut tomorrow. And as mentioned, Jeff then on Friday, Jeff Criswell. 1 ball and 1 strike. Stretch in pitch to Chase. High fly ball left field. Wind pushing. Ball hit well. Harris going back. Still back. That's going to get out of the ballpark. Gone. Sidewalk souvenir. Well, the wind really helped, and Chase would be the first guy to tell you, but he got it up in the jet stream and got it out of here. Marty Bikina will score ahead of him. The Rockhounds lead this game 6-0 on Chase Calabrese's 4th home run of the season. Well, he just went with that pitch, and that is just the ideal way to get it out of here. And Got it up in the air. Wind was pushing, and Harris gave it a look. That ball went out at about 360 feet, and it got out by 15, 20 feet. So I don't know that the wind caused it to be a home run. That wind is strong, though. It's 20 to 25, and it's blowing that way. Now Max Schumann takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. This is really kind of cool. I shared this the other night. Chase Cattleboy is now 2-for-3 in this game. He's hitting about .430 in his last 11 games. Swinging a fly ball off Max's bat, straight away center field for Martinez. Going back, that's going to go over his head. Base of the wall at .409, stand-up double for Max. Boy, I don't know if the wind helped. Well, yeah, it did help. Looking at the flags on the top of the batter's eye, yeah, the wind is blowing straight out now. That ball bounced to the base of the wall and is 409 feet to straightaway center field. That ball bounced right there. So the wind a factor, no question about it. Of course, even if the wind helps, if you hit it, as Chase did, about 385 out to left field and Max 409 to straightaway center, you've still got to hit it. Now Brett Harris. That was the fourth hit now allowed by Seth Nordlund, pitched down and away for a ball. Hounds now lead it by the score of 6-0. Max Schumann's 20th extra base hit of the season, his 11th double. Brett Harris takes a called strike. Count squares at 1-1. Marty Bikina doubled. Austin Beck called out on strikes. Chase Cattleboy, a two-run homer. And Max Schumann, a double to straightaway center. 1-1 to Brett Harris. Pitch just off the outside corner, not by much. Two balls, one strike. Logan Davidson waiting on deck. Right now, the San Antonio Mission's the biggest Rockhounds fans on the planet, or at least among that group. Hard hit ball, third base, and it is snagged beautifully. A diving stop by Biggers. Gets up, throws, and got him. Jax Biggers, diving stop. Good throw for the out. Well, that's a really, really pretty play by Biggers. Two men down. I would think that saved a run. Max Schumann is the base runner, and he can flat fly. Get another look at this on the replay. What a beautiful play. 1-2 steps to his left. Dove made the play. Gets up and had plenty of time. That ball was really hit sharply. Now Logan Davidson, 0-for-2, but has a bases loaded walk for a ribby. Takes down the middle, called strike, and it's 0-1. Logan's RBI, his 31st of the season, ties Max Schumann for second on the club. Schumann the lead at second. Big swing and a miss. Boy, Logan chased one maybe up and out of the zone. Count goes 0-2. Jordan Diaz waiting on deck. Again, bright sunlight today. Barely a cloud. Just took a glance. Can't find a cloud in the sky. And more of the same on the way, according to the forecast, all week here in the Metroplex. Pitch to Jordan up high. As I say Jordan again, that's twice. Logan, I owe you one. One ball, two strikes to Logan Davidson. Bounced out to first base in both the first and third innings. The bases loaded, walk in the fifth. He bats here in the sixth. One on, two out. Pitch down and in. Two balls and two strikes. So Seth Nordlund came on in relief in the fifth inning, gave up the two-run single to J.J. Schwarz. Those runs went to Grant Wolfram, but the two in this inning going to Seth. Delivered down and in, ball three. 0-2 count. He is now a 3-2 count. First base is open, so that will not affect the base runner, who is Max Schumann. 3-2. Logan waits. Pitch on the way. Down low, ball four. Good patience to draw that walk. Got down 0-2. Comes back with a couple of bases on balls. First and second, two out for Jordan Diaz. Jordan is 2-for-3 with a solo home run. By the way, our Astound Communications Road to the Show coming up. The Braves were in Milwaukee at the time. They made an all-time signing on this date, and $50 changed the course of baseball. Pitch inside to Jordan for ball one. So Nordlund Maybe struggling a little bit here to find the zone. Activity has begun in the Frisco bullpen again. Get a right-hander up and warming. 2-1 and two men down. Been a long inning. Ty Tiedemann is warming up. Stretch and pitch by Nordlund. That'll bend over the heart of the plate. Called strike 1-1 to Jordan. Jordan Diaz, that solo home run, the one that dented the outfield wall, quite literally. Extends his hit streak to 11 games. Hitting better than 400 in it, by the way. Swinging that ball hit in the air to right field, but it'll be tracked down, I believe, and there to make the play is Stowers. Well hit ball. Opposite way, but no damage done. But a two-run home run, Chase Calabwig, and the Rockhounds have expanded the lead. Now we are in Frisco, Texas, and we're in the middle of the sixth inning of this one. When the Hounds, a couple of home runs in this game, and they lead it by a half dozen. Village Car Wash score. Hounds 6, Frisco nothing.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Oh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Last half of the sixth and the top of the order for the Rough Riders. J.P. Martinez leads it off. Ty Dameron from the belt, and first pitch by the lefty. Big old bender got there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Martinez is 0-1. He's popped to second and walked in two trips to the plate. Left-handed hitter is J.P. Takes inside for a ball. Count 1-1. 298 coming into this game. 8 home runs, 18 driven in, 20 stolen bases. Waits and fouls. This one straight back. One ball, two strikes. Jonathan Ornelas and Justin Foscue to follow in the sixth inning. Ty Dameron through the first five. No runs on a couple of base hits. A walk. Three strikeouts, one hit batsman. And make it four strikeouts. A swing and a miss as Martinez chases one down and away. So four strikeouts for Ty. The batter will be Jonathan Ornelas. He singled sharply in the first and then was doubled up. And he struck out looking his last time up. A couple of very good defensive plays made behind Ty. He's had a double play turn as well. First delivery, good breaking pitch. Got there over the heart of the plate to Ornelas. The count goes 0-1. Left-hander, former Texas Tech Red Raider, comes set, 0-1 pitch. Ball launched to left field, and that is going to get out of here big time. Line drive, and my goodness, that cleared the home run terrace in left field. Well, there have been two line drive home runs in this ballgame. Jordan Diaz's went about 13 feet off the ground is all. Well, maybe 18. This one was much higher, but it was just a line shot. So Jonathan Ornelas with his seventh home run of the year, line drive home run. And, boy, that was not over the left field wall, but also over the home run terrace. I don't know how tall that is, but it's got to be 75 feet up. That ball was really smacked. So just the third hit of the game for the Riders, and it's now a 6-1 ball game. Well, Aaron Ellis, what a year he's having. .341 average coming in. He's 2-for-3 in the game. Now Justin Foscue, he swings, pops one up. Right side of the infield, Schumann, boy, the wind taking it. Max, he'll make the catch. Nothing easy on anything hit into the wind. First pitch swing, and Foscue pops out to Max Schumann. Two men down here in the sixth inning with one run across. And here is Dustin Harris. Dustin Harris could easily, and I mean easily, be 2-for-2. Comes up for the third time. Line drive to right center. Diving catch by Austin Beck. Ball hit to the wall in deep left center his second time up. And a running catch banging into the wall. Austin Beck. Fastball low and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Boy, two somewhat different but both brilliant plays in center field by Austin. Lefty-lefty matchup, hard hit ball, and that is a foul ball. Boy, Diaz made a good play, but it's deemed a foul ball. Line drive, one hop. Just a one-hop laser. And Jordan, now there's a group of kids. Again, it's called Splash Day here, and it's not a big crowd at all, but there are a few groups of kids, and I can say that because they're wearing matching colored T-shirts. And Jordan tossed that ball to some kids over on the first base side. Cool souvenir. One ball, one strike. Just down low, 2-1. Got a group in bright red down the right field line. I guess bright, almost lemon yellow, almost chartreuse. Down the left field line, couple of groups in blue T-shirts. So you got some kids here. Pitch down and away. Now 3-1. One run in on a emphatic home run by Ornelas. That is the most impressive of the three home runs, with Jordan Diaz right behind it. Delivery, down and in, ball 4. So second walk of the ball game. 6 base runners allowed in 5 2/3 innings. 3 hits, 2 walks, and a hit batsman. And now Blaine Krim. Designated hitter is Krim. He has bounced to first and struck out swinging in 2 trips. Well, the wind has affected some baseballs in this one, no question. And boy, the trees are still just waving in the breeze. Pitch down low for a ball. Count is 1-0. Have not been here since 2019, but have been coming here, of course, since they opened the ballpark. And I've got to remember if that was 03 or 04. Pitch down low for a ball. Count is 2 and no strikes. I think it was opened in 03, and then they won the title in 04. And when the ballpark opened, if you look past the right field line and the right field wall, there was nothing. Just a big open field, basically. Pitch, that's called striking the knees. 2-1 to Krim, right-handed hitter with 1 on and 2 out, 1 run in. 6-1 Hounds in the sixth inning. There's a big mall that sits in the distance, and you can see the mall clearly. Can't see now. Runner goes. Pitch is taken. Here comes a throw by Kyle McCann. Not going to get their stolen base. So Dustin Harris, who drew the walk, now seals his 13th. Harris does a lot of things well. He is a pure hitter. And he can run a little bit. He's 13 out of 16 in stolen bases. Boy, hit the bag kind of hard, but I think he's okay. And a 3-1 count. So Ty looking for the exit sign. Krim, tough hitter, 295, 3-1 pitch. Boy, that's low. That's ball 4. So one run in, 2 more men on base. News Jack's Biggers. And Kyle's going to go out for a visit as Kyle McCann. In the years since, in fact, when they built this ballpark, there's a very big, well-known hotel that sits, when it had to have been designed with this ballpark in mind, it's from looking at it straight away, you can see 3 sides of the building. In the front of that big, fairly tall, expansive hotel looks straight in, right behind the batter's eye. And that was all that was around here, basically. Dallas Stars have a facility behind the left field line here. That might have been here when we first arrived, but it was pretty sparse. And since they've built some apartments that basically line the ballpark in left and right Pitch down low to Jax Biggers. And activity will begin in the bullpen. Hounds will get a right-hander up and warming as Ty for the first time in this game. Last couple of innings, had some base runners. 6-1 Hounds, bottom half of the sixth. Stretching pitch by Dameron. That'll get there. Called strike from Ty, 1-1. And I don't know how little those trees were that line this ballpark right just on the very outside edge of the ballpark itself, but the trees line it. Really nice setting here in Frisco. Back up pitch, lifted high and air to right field. Boy, misjudging a little bit, going back, and boy, making the catch in right is Chase Calabrese. Boy, that ball almost fooled Chase. He caught that ball on the track. Boy, that cut through some wind. Although the wind is blowing outward a little bit, and it had to have carried that ball. Love to get a replay on that, but Calabrese makes the catch on the track, and it almost got over his head, thanks to Ma Nature. One run on one hit, a couple of walks, and two men are left. We'll go to the top of the stretch inning. In Frisco, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 6, Riders 1.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... oh, my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Right-hander Ty Teeterman on the pitch. We go to the top half of the seventh inning. An inning and a third for Seth Nordlund. He had a fairly tough afternoon. Both of his inherited runners scored, actually had the bases loaded. Two of the three scored on the single by J.J. Schwarz, who gets set to lead off the seventh inning. And they gave up two runs of his own on the home run by Chase Calabrese. The ball that Chase chased down looked as if it was going to be in straightaway right field just a couple of moments ago off the bat of Jax Biggers. But Chase had to make a quick reaction and reached up and just was able to reach up and snare that ball. You've got to think the wind pushed it and pushed it pretty hard. Here's J.J. swinging a high fly ball to left center field. I don't think that's got enough to do any damage. Up drifting over and making the catch is Martinez in center. J.P. hauls it in. So J.J. 1-for-4, but the one was a big one, a two-run single. One man down for Kyle McCann. Kyle 0-for-3. So Ty Teeterman out of the Frisco bullpen. He's the fourth pitcher of the day. Tim Brennan went 3 2/3. That's about as far as he has gone in a ball game on the year. Al McCann waits. Teeterman's pitch. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch down and in on him. Kyle 241 coming into the game. 0-for-3 in the contest. Ty Teeterman from Long Beach, California. Delivers ground ball. Second baseman not going to get there. Base hit in the right center field. Thought Foscue might have a chance at it, but that ball was hit sharply. It barely got off the ground, but Kyle McCann, with a base hit, smiles. He gets a high five at first base. So one man on and one man down. Batter is Marty Bikina. Marty is 1-for-3, singled and scored in the sixth inning. Led off the inning with a double, scored in the Chase Calabrese two-run home run. Three homers in the game, two for the Hounds, one for the Riders only run. Pitch down and away for a ball to Marty, one ball and no strikes. This one, the only afternoon game, I do believe, in all of AA baseball. In fact, only one of a couple in all of the minors, called Strike to Bikino, one ball, one strike. Zach Bigley is the radio voice of the Frisco Rough Riders. Pitch drops down low for a ball. Count is 2-1. I got a kick out of Zach. I got here and got set. I've been here now for 3 years and have a slightly different array of equipment. So I'm scrambling to get set up and got here plenty early, but was just trying to get set up and squared away and get some things taken care of. And Zach came bopping up a little after 11, called Strike to Bikino, 2-2. And just said, you know, it's a 12:05 game and everybody's going just a little bit crazy. I like it. I appreciate that. Yeah. Love day baseball. Pitch outside for a ball. Count is full now. 3-2 to Marty Bikino. Kyle McCann, the base runner at first. The Rockhounds lead the game 6-1 in the top of the seventh inning. Again, don't quite know the significance of Splash Day. School, of course, long since out. But that's what it is, and that's why we're doing it. Swinging, there's a high fly ball to left field. That wind is pushing. Going back is Harris. Still back, but he will get there at the track, I think. Oh, reaches up. Same thing that just happened to Chase Calabrese. Well, that ball was, again, just up in the jet stream. Normally, that is a pretty routine fly ball, but the wind really pushed it, and you could see Harris, who thought, I think, that he really had it pretty well corralled, but, boy, then the ball just pushed those last few feet. So he made the catch on the track in deep left, just as Chase did in deep right not long ago. Now Austin Beck takes up and away for a ball. Well, Austin's 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts, but, man, he has contributed in this game. 2 tremendous catches, and really both significant. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's 2-0. His catch-off, Dustin Harris, took extra bases away from Harris leading off the second. And when he robbed Dustin the second time and the ball hit to the wall in left center, that came with a man on and two out. Swing, high fly ball right field. But with room is Stowers, and he's got it, and the inning is over. So Rockhounds get a base hit from Kyle McCann, but he will be stranded. We were talking about a win streak earlier on in our early game trivia. Different kind of streak. We'll do that on our non-Googleable variety coming up. Seventh inning stretch time here on Splash Day in Frisco. Village Car Wash score at the seventh inning stretch. Hounds 6, Frisco 1.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
We will go to the bottom half of the seventh inning in this one, and Ty Dameron's day is now done. And we'll figure out those splits for you coming up. Wanderson Charles is on the pitch. But, boy, again, second burst, same as the first for Ty Dameron on the road, has been just such an absolute different critter than at home. His ERA is down to near 1.5 on the road. Absolutely stunning. I want to tell you the story of a guy whose name was, I've got it, I promise I have it. His name was Joe Wilhoit. He played for the Wichita minor league team in the year 1919. Now, he had just been acquired from the Seattle Rainiers, my hometown, of the Pacific Coast League, but he was hitting under 200 and was miserable. Well, on this date, he scratched out an infield single and started a consecutive hit streak that was pretty doggone astounding. Between 1 and 100, when it was all said and done, how long was Joe Wilhoit's hit streak between 1 and 100 games? Non-Googleable, of course. give you pitch or two here to consider that. Wanda St. Charles is on to pitch in the seventh inning. We'll see what will unfold here from the big guy. Fires a strike. That's a good start. Josh Stowers, bottom third of the order. Stowers, Procession, and Watley. 6-1 Hounds in the seventh inning. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball and one strike. Wanderson was one of a couple of relievers who really struggled that last time out during the series with the Springfield Cardinals just concluded. Swinging a towering pop-up. Is it playable? Nope, going to come back our way and out of play. One ball and two strikes. Well, on this date, Joe Wilhoit, now he was acquired by Wichita. They were the Wichita Jobbers. And they played in the Western League. They had acquired him from the Seattle Rainiers of the Pacific Coast League, but Joe Wilhoit was not hitting very well. He was hitting 198 in 25 games. The 1-2 to Stowers. Fouled straight back again, 1-2. But on this date, scratch it out, a first inning single. He kept it going a while. On this date, Joe Wilhoit began the longest consecutive hit streak in professional baseball history. Swing, fly ball, left field, but that will get way out of play. I believe, boy, that went really pushing. That ball was going to go foul, but it also got deeper into the corner than I thought. 1-2 to Stowers as he leads off the seventh. Joe Wilhoit had hits in 69 consecutive games. 69, longest streak in professional baseball history. Western League, Wichita Jobbers. One ball, two strikes. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-2. And, of course, as we like to say, now you can hit in, well, you can hit in 100 straight games and be a 200 hitter, but, well, that was not the case for Joe Wilhoit. It was the real deal. Pitch from Wanderson. Swing and a miss. He got him. I like the reaction from Wanderson Charles. Just a little guy just slammed his fist into his glove. Little mini fist pump. Got a strikeout there, and after that really frustrating outing his last time, man, that has to feel good. Wanderson has really struggled on this year. His earned run average, and this is just so difficult to even fathom, is almost 11. Now Procession, he takes a strike, 96 miles an hour. Jordan has bounced to second and was hit by a pitch, 0-1. They shade him up the middle with the shortstop, Logan Davidson, pitch high and away for a ball, 1-1. Joe Wilhoit, in that 69-game hit streak, had 153 hits in 297 at-bats. If you're good at math, you can find that. There's a line drive down the right field side into the corner, base hit. That was a pitch that got up in the zone, and Procession just turned on it and drilled it. Stand-up double, Jordan Procession. One on, one out in the seventh in a 6-1 game. Hounds leading. Double into the right field corner. Watch this again. Yeah, that fastball just got too much of the plate, and Procession ripped it. One on and one man down. Yeah, he hit 515 in that 69-game hit streak. That's a hit streak. For 69 games. Boy, with or without a streak, you hit 515 over 60 games. You're swinging it. Joe Wilhoit on this date, 1919, he started that remarkable string of hits for the Wichita Jobbers. Pitch up high to Matt Watley for ball one. Non-Googleable trivia from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra. See you tomorrow evening and on through Saturday, right about 6:55, 7:05 first pitch the next few. It's a swing and a miss. Watley out in front. An 87-mile-an-hour pitch. Matt is a right-handed hitter. He's 0-2. Runner in scoring position, one out, pitch by Charles, swung on and missed. Slider down, count is 1-2. Bobby Crosby just noted a bat weight that hadn't been tucked away over by the Rockhound side, comes out and does that. Swinging a pop-up, giving a look, third baseman Harris, going to be Logan Davidson, shortstop will grab it with the glisses glistening. I like that. Supposed to be glasses glistening, but I don't know, glistening's glistening? Yeah. That's rather poetic. Pop out to Logan Davidson. How's that? Two men down, seventh inning, 6-1 Rockhounds, one on and two away for J.P. Martinez. He's popped to second, walked and struck out in three trips to the plate. Matthews. Glisses were glistening. Sure they were. Pitch down the middle, but high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Martinez, 298 on the season. Left-handed hitting center fielder. Stretching pitch by Watterson. That's down low. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Again, Watterson Charles is a 40-man roster member of the A's. Throws hard. He flirts with 100 miles an hour. Right-hander ready to go. This ball hard hit, but the second baseman is backhanded by Schumann. The ball kicked off his glove, caught it in midair, and then the throw. My goodness, the throw gets by Jordan Diaz. Run will score. We'll see who will get the error. I think it'll be Jordan. That was a crazy-looking play. Max had the ball bounce off the heel of his glove, but he caught it in midair. I'm going to watch again and see where the throw was, but the throw was okay. Backhanded it, picked it up, threw to first, and Diaz just whiffed on that. So a run will score on the error to the Rockhounds. First baseman, they haven't put an error on the board yet. I trust they will. My goodness, now Jordan wants to get a new glove. I don't know if that's, for whatever the reason. So that is a, trust they will call that, check on the scoring here. Again, it should be an assist for Schumann and an error on Diaz. Run score is 6-2. And a pitch called strike to Jonathan Ornelas. Now, this is not the guy you want up there. Ornelas already has a solo home run in this game. Swings, bounces, a big high chopper to third. It got over Harris's glove and down the line. That's going to drive him to run at 6-3. Ornelas with a stand-up double. Boy, that is a classic Pittsburgh chop. Ball got a long hop, and it kicked up over Brett Harris's glove. And the Rough Riders are in some business here. It was the second hop, and boy, it just took a big old kick. Had a lot of topspin on it, I would guess. So two runs to both be unearned. That will be a double and an RBI for Ornelas. In to score is Martinez. So it's 6-3. And the batter is Justin Foscue. Ornelas with a big smile on his face. Got a nice break there. But again, just a top spin bouncer swinging a towering pop-up again. Third or short. Shallow in the left. It's Davidson. He's got it right on the line. Inning is over. We'll check scoring on that as we give a game summary here in a moment. And it will be, yep, exactly as we said, error on a missed catch by Jordan Diaz. And, boy, that opened the door, and the Riders score a couple. So we've got ourselves a much closer ball game. To the top of the eighth we go after 7 in the Metroplex Village Car Wash score. Hounds 6 and the Rough Riders 3.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you will find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you will find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
We played 7 in the Metroplex, and it is now 6-3 Rockhounds. Rockhounds led 6-0 at one point in this game. Now you've got yourself a game which would be a save scenario. A couple of unearned runs against Wanderson Charles, certainly not his doing. Not completely anyway. And we go to the eighth inning. Leadoff batter will be Chase Calabrese, 2 for 3, has a 2-run home run. And also has a double in this game. Top of the order on deck. First pitch, Tiedemann, fastball strike outside corner, 0-1. Rockhound, 6 runs, 10 hits, and 1 costly error. Frisco has 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. Ball hit to third, knocked down by Biggers. He retrieves, off-balance throw, won't get him, and a base hit, third of the game for Chase Calabrese. I will assume that that is a hit, and we all know that that is a dangerous thing to do, to assume. That was sharply hit. I don't know that Biggers had a great chance on it at all, knocked it down, but that's the best that he could do. We'll see. See what kind of a mood the official scorer is in. I would guess that'll be 3 base hits for Chase, who continues to really swing the bat well again. Last 11 games, over 400. One on for Max Schumann. Max 1 for 3 with a walk and a double. Did he offer? Well, he did, or a called strike on the bunt look, and it's 0-1. Brett Harris waiting on deck. Top of the eighth inning. Down 6-3. Tiedemann set, and a bunt by Schumann. He pushed that one well foul wide of third. Max will not be happy with that. Officially a base hit to Chase Calabrese. 3 hits in the ballgame. Was swinging the bat really, really well. 0-2 the count. Max Schumann at the plate. Wind and heat have been constant. Line drive, right center field. That'll sink and drop a base hit. Good piece of hitting by Max. Went the opposite way. Was just having a terrific year. That was an 0-2 pitch. And he just punched a sharp line drive to right center. Stopping at second is Chase Calabrese. Rockhounds have back-to-back singles to lead off the eighth, trying to get back a little bit of what the Riders just gained. The batter will be Brett Harris. He's 2 for 4. So Max Schumann, a single and a double. Brett Harris, a couple of singles. Jordan Diaz, a home run and a single. Chase Calabrese, 3 base hits. He's a triple away from the cycle. 2 on, nobody down. See how the Rockhounds will treat this. Third baseman Biggers and first baseman Procession both cheating in, but swinging away. Check swing, boy, and Brett Harris, not the swing he had in mind. It was a check swing, really fooled. Count is 0-1. So the Hounds have added a couple of base hits. They have a dozen in the game now. Pitch, and that's a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. I do need to check scoring. There are 2 errors indicated for Frisco, and I think I only have 1 on my card. They have added a 2nd error somewhere. My hit total, I think, matches, so we'll track that down. This pitch drops down low, 1 ball and 2 strikes. 2 on and nobody down in the 8th inning. Aha, a drop, the drop, foul ball, and wow, that is cold. Swinging that ball, line down the left field side, fair or foul is the question. That is a foul ball. This is one of the ballparks where the last 40, 50 feet down each line obscured by the stand, so I could not see where that dropped. Let's see how close it was. That's out of the camera angle. Up, got into the seats. Now that ball got fouled by a bit. Brett Harris walks back. Way, way back. Early on, a pop-up in foul territory that Procession had but dropped right in front of the Rockhounds' dugout has been deemed an error. Boy, that's pretty tough. In this wind, ground ball, back up the middle. Going to be handled. Just short for 1 on the first. Yep, double play. Nicely handled. And shaded up the middle. 4-6-3 double play. Advancing to third is Chase Calabrese, but that is a 2 outs on the play. And that was really nicely turned. Had him shaded. Just perfectly. Brett Harris had him, they had him shaded up the middle. So the second baseman was right behind the bag. He actually made the play from the shortstop side. So it's Foscue to Ornelas on to Procession. Runner at third, 2 men down on the double play. Here's Logan Davidson. Takes outside for a ball, 1-0. So the Hounds, a promising start to this inning, is now a runner at third with two men down. 6-3 Hounds in the eighth inning. Stretch and pitch. Howl back. One ball, one strike. I'm trying to think of how far back that went. I think that pop-up might have been. It was early on because we were talking about in the wind, and it's been very strong. It's been anywhere from 20 to 25 absolutely all day. Boy, the pop-up, I don't know, near the railing of the dugout? Yikes. Davidson swings, high fly ball, center field. Martinez back. Well, this will carry to the track, but it'll run out of steam there. So the Hounds, a very promising start. But it all goes by the boards. No runs on the base hit, no errors, a double play. And one man left on base, two base hits in the inning for Gimme. Rockdown's had two hits. They will leave one man on base. And we are bound for the bottom of the eighth inning. And Hounds, I think, will go back to the bullpen. We'll check that when we return. 7.5 complete in the Metroplex. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 6 and Frisco 3.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service requires the gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Right-hander Michael Danielak will come on the pitch. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is a save situation. A couple of runs. Just wanted to make sure that they are unearned against Wandus and Charles. That would certainly be the assumption. Just want to check the box here and make sure. Now that we track down the missing error on the Rough Riders. So Wandus in one inning, two hits, two unearned runs, and one strikeout. And Michael Danielak delivers, and a called strike one is the bottom half of inning number 8. Gets underway. Dustin Harris, 0-for-2 with a walk and a steal, and twice absolutely robbed by center fielder Austin Beck. Pitch misses high, one ball, one strike. Michael Danielak on out of the bullpen for the Rockhounds. Pitch called strike, and the count goes 1-2. Michael 1-0, ERA at 5.93. 1-2 pitch, way inside for a ball, 2-2. Ty Dameron went the first 6 innings, 1 earned run on 3 base hits, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts, hit batsman. A swing and a miss, and out on strikes is Harris. A tough hitter is retired. Harris set down on strikes by Michael Danielak, one man down. Michael Danielak out of Dartmouth, 19th rounder in 2017. Faces Blake Krim, who is 0-for-2. He's bounced out to the first baseman, struck out and walked. Check swing, and Neil Tapper rolls right through the coaching box and third base side 0-1. Hounsville, a 6-0 lead in this game. Jordan Diaz, a solo home run in the first inning, or the second inning, rather. Pitch down and away for a ball. Count is one ball and one strike. Hounds got three runs in the fifth inning. Bases loaded, walk by Logan Davidson, and a two-run single by J.J. Schwarz. Pitch swung on and missed, one and two. And Chase Calabrese with a two-run home run in the sixth inning, and it was 6-0. Riders got a line drive, an impressive home run from Jonathan Ornelas in the sixth, and scored a couple in the seventh, both unearned. Pitch drops to the dirt. The count goes 2 balls and 2 strikes. And we are in need of some new baseballs, so Isaiah Barbas, our crew chief, will get a couple of new baseballs. Count is 2-2 to Blaine Crim. Jax Biggers waiting on deck. Daniel X pitch, just low and away, framed by Kyle McCann, but a bit down and away. This is one of those days, have some humidity in the air. Heat index at about 100. Pitch down and away, ball four. So it's one man on with one man down. Michael Danielak has gone 30 and a third innings. He's given up 36 base hits, 13 walks, and 21 strikeouts coming in as a strikeout and a walk in this inning. But it's one on now. The batter is Jax Biggers, 0 for 3. Jax was the guy who hit that towering fly ball to right field that almost was pushed over the glove of Chase Calabrese. Each team has had one of those. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Marty Bikina sent one to left field that almost eluded Dustin Harris's glove. The wind really pushing. It is strong. There's a swing and a miss. Count goes 1 ball and 1 strike. Michael with an off-speed pitch. Even with the man on, works pretty quickly, and of course the pitch clock will help that. Jax Biggers, left-handed hitter. Looks to bunt, which took just outside, 2 balls and a strike. Josh Thor is waiting on deck. If you can trust the flags, too, the wind is changing direction a little bit, kind of swirling. Pop, foul, straight back out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It has been kind of, as it is right this moment, it's right to left, and I mean just whipping toward the left field corner. And it's also turned and blown absolutely straight out a bit, but throughout the day, 20 miles an hour plus. 2-2. Swung on line drive over the glove of Max Schumann into right field, a base hit. Tying run is about to come to the plate. Boy, a 6-0 lead is in some serious jeopardy here with 2 on, 1 man down. Batter is Josh Stowers with Jordan Procession on deck. Stowers 1 for 3 with a single. Josh hitting just 203 coming in, 3 home runs, 14 driven in. You hear the wind hitting that microphone a little bit. Stores, right-handed hitter. Pitch by Danielak. Outside, ball one from Michael. 1 ball and no strikes. We mentioned detailed in a moment ago, Rockhounds led 6-0 at one point. There's a swing and another foul off the end of the bat. 1 ball, 1 strike. Josh Storrs with 2 men on base. Lead runner is Blaine Crim. He's at second. Jax Biggers at first. 1 out in the inning. Pitch to the corner is down and away. The count is 2 balls and 1 strike. A little stirring in the Rockhounds bullpen. No one throwing. Boy, that comfort of 6-0 is long gone. Tying run at the plate. Pitch to Storrs. Foul back. Count 2-2. The Rough Riders have actually been a little bit better on the road. They are 13-14 at home coming in, 16-14 away from home. That included a 4-out-of-6 series victory at Momentum Bank Ballpark, first time the teams met. Pitch clock reset. First and second of the runners. 1 man down. Count is 2-2. Pitch from Danielak. Ground ball sharply hit. Harris makes the play. Goes to second base for 1. Schumann's pivot. Turn. Throw. Got him. double play and the inning is over. Diamondback Energy double play absolutely at the right time. Around the horn go the Rockhounds. And this inning will come to an end and a threat is denied. Rockhounds turn their second around the horn. Diamondback Energy double play in this game, and that one absolutely big. That will send us to the top half of the ninth inning in the Metroplex. Village Car Wash score will remain Rockhounds 6 and Frisco 3.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Sawgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Sawgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
Top of the ninth in Frisco, Texas, and right-hander Nick Starr is on in relief for Frisco. Thanks so much for spending part of your afternoon with us here at Rockhounds Radio on MidlandRockhounds.org. Hounds home beginning next Tuesday. It'll be back-to-back series. Don't have many of those on the season, but boy, such great stuff. Mentioned some of the activities coming up in this first segment. Tulsa coming to town. There's all of the those that we've all been accustomed to happily so. We've got half price or two-for-one tickets, I should say, on Tuesday from our friends at Baskin-Robbins. Half-price dogs next Wednesday. We've got Thirsty Thursday, beach towel night on Friday, fireworks Saturday, and family day Sunday. Pretty good lineup. Begins 1 week from today, the 21st of June, as Jordan Diaz takes high for a ball. 2-for-4, including a solo home run. Big swing and a miss, comes up empty 1-2. Extended his hit streak to 11 games with, it's so much fun to say because I'm looking, I've glanced at it a bunch in this game, a dent in the wall made by his home run. Pitch a called strike and it's 1-2. I'll confirm, I think that wall is 12 feet maybe, 12 feet high, so about 15 feet up there's a dent in a long, large, it's a sign of, not a real tall and long, very thin rectangular sign with a green backdrop. Swinging a fly ball to center field, well struck, but Martinez has room, and he's got it for the out. One man down in the ninth inning, well hit ball. And there is a baseball side, very, very baseball size, very visible dent. And that bit of signage out there, the home run terrace. And that's what it, it was a home run. Jordan also has a single in this game. He is now retired, but he's 2-for-5 in the game. Here's J.J. Schwarz. He's 1-for-4, but the one was a big one, a two-run single in the fourth inning. Make it the fifth. Forgive me. Here's the pitch. High and tight for a ball. One ball and no strikes from Nick Starr. Hounds with a 3-1 advantage. We'll see if Michael Danielak pitches the ninth. The pitch in a foul straight back. One ball, one strike. 6-3, Rockhounds on top. Hounds have not trailed in this game. The Diaz home run in the second inning started the scoring. Pitch a foul straight back on J.J.'s bat. One ball, two strikes. J.J. Schwarz, the designated hitter in this game. Nick Starr, the fourth man out of the bullpen for the Frisco Rough Riders. Originally drafted by the Reds in the 19th round of 2018 out of Southern Arkansas. Right-hander set, delivers, ball swung on and fouled away. Off to the right. this is such an unusual ballpark. It is not a stadium as we think of them. Not one big horseshoe type of thing. Swing ball hit in the shallow left center field. Got a chance at that. He's going to drop for a base hit. J.J. Schwarz going 2-for-5. Didn't hit it real hard, but placed it perfectly. Flare into left center field for the base hit. One on, one out in the ninth for Kyle McCann. Mentioned the main building here in which the press box is located is four stories high. And on either side of it, there are three. I've always thought they kind of look like beach houses. They're gray with white trim, two stories each. A swing and a miss. Kyle McCann is 1-for-4 with a single. So you have the main building, four stories high, and then three separate buildings on each side of it, forming the ballpark. They have the big pool thing called the Lazy River in right field. Here's the stretch now by the right-hander. Pitch down to the dirt, and it got back to the screen. So on the wild pitch, 1-1 to Kyle McCann and J.J. going down to second base, runner in scoring position. Boy, the Rockhounds would love to add to the lead. Frisco has cut the lead from 6-0, got a 6-3. The Lazy River is it's kind of a swimming pool. It's a figure-eight kind of thing. Don't know that anybody. It's splash day, and I think the Lazy River is empty. That makes perfect sense. I've never been a big fan of the Lazy River, but I get it. Here's the pitch swing and a miss, 1-2 to Kyle. I've always said that, well, I don't really care for the stadium. So that's just personal opinion, by the way. That's just personal taste. But the playing field, love in this ballpark. Really do. 335. Down the right field line. Check swing. Did he go? Nope. The count is 2-2. And pretty much the same down the left field line. They've got that home run terrace that Jordan Diaz tried to put a hole in. Grass berm. Just the playing surface. Love it. Here's the stretch in pitch. Drops to the dirt. Ball 3. Full count. First base open. One on and one out. Top of the ninth inning. Hounds lead 6-3. Kyle has bounced to first, struck out, popped out in foul ground to the third baseman, Jax Biggers, but singled his last time up, 1-for-4. Mr. McCann is up high, and he will draw a base on ball. So on base now in 21 of his last 23 games. Two men on base, and the batter will be Marty Bikina. Marty, 1-for-4 with a double. Right-handed hitter is Marty Bikina playing in left field in this game. How do I mention the three newcomers with Austin Beck, who is on deck? Pitchers Hogan Harris will go tomorrow. Jeff Criswell will start Friday. Pitch swung, that's in right back up middle, right on the bag, making the play is Foscue. Easy double play, 4-3. That is the second time in as many innings the Riders have had absolutely perfect positioning. The second baseman, Foscue, shading up the middle. That ball hit right at him, made the play right on the bag, stepped on it through to first base easily. Won the shift, but when they had him played perfectly, no runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left. And so we'll go to the bottom half of the ninth inning of play. We're in Frisco, Texas. First game of this six-game series. Rockhounds trying to put a W in the column to start this thing. To the bottom of the ninth in Frisco, Village Car Wash score. Hounds 6, Riders 3.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the MyHEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger.
just like you like it.
With left-hander Austin Briggs warming behind him in the bullpen, Michael Danielak will go back to the mound for the bottom of the ninth inning, trying to close it out. 8-9-1 in the order, Jordan Procession, Matt Watley, and then back to the top for J.P. Martinez. Rockhound 6 and Frisco 3. For the Rough Riders, they got off to the fast start in 2022. They have led the division, or had led the division, almost since day one. They're now two games behind San Antonio. First pitch swing, foul out of play. Procession, who's had a solid day, he's 1-for-2. He was hit by a pitch. He's bounced out and doubled. Jordan, left-handed hitter. Danielak's pitch way outside from Michael. 1-1. San Antonio will play Amarillo later this evening. Pitch got there, called strike at the knees. Boy, good delivery outside corner. Spotted that one perfectly. 1-2. Mentioned Tulsa and Wichita, the top two in the north, going head-to-head for six games. It's a swing and a miss and a pitch to the dirt. And Michael Danielak, with his second strikeout of this ballgame, retires Jordan Procession. One man down in the bottom of the ninth inning. The batter will be Matt Watley. Arkansas hanging around in the north as well. They're only two games back, and that puts them a half game is all behind Tulsa. So if they got, pretty much have to get something done in their series with Northwest Arkansas. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-0. They have to hope that the drillers and wind surge just kind of beat one another up. Delivery from Danielak drilled high in the air, left field, fair or foul is the question with the wind, and that ball is going to be up well fouled and out of play. And we've seen the wind has really carried some baseballs, I think, probably Chase Calabrese's home run, although, you know, we saw where it landed. That was well hit. Had to have been a double in any ballpark. Might not have been a home run without the wind. Max Schumann had a double, I think, was helped. Line drive opposite way, right field, base hit. Matt Watley goes opposite way, line drive to right. Calabrese gets to it on a hop, and it's one man down. Last of the ninth. J.P. Martinez now top of the order, and the guy on deck is Jonathan Ornelas, who is 3-for-4, one of the top hitters in the league, and he's already homered in this game. And if he gets up, could be the tying run. Called strike to J.P. Martinez. One on, one out, last of the ninth. Martinez, a left-handed hitter. JP 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. He takes a called strike and it's quickly 0-2. Reached on an error in the seventh inning, on which a run scored. Swings and fouls the ball toward the screen over by the Rockhounds dugout. 0-2 the count. Martinez, top of the order, 298 hitter. Stretch and pitch by Danielak, sails up high for a ball. Count is 1-2. Ornelas on deck, Foscue in the hole, top of the order. Swing, bouncer out towards second. Schumann, and he misplayed the ball. It dribbles under his glove. Going to be first and third for Ornelas. Long hop to Max, tried to pick it right at the shoe tops, and the ball got under his glove. We'll wait for the official scoring. That almost has to be an error. It's going to put runners at first and third, and here is Ornelas, and he is the tying run. First and third with one out in the ninth. Ornelas has singled, doubled, and homered in this game. He also struck out, so he is 3-for-4. The first pitch from Danielak is a called strike. Just got there at the knees, outside edge, 0-1. Right-handed hitter is Ornelas. They may be taking a couple of looks at that last play. No scoring has been put in yet. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Runner at first base goes. Pitches down and away for a ball. Count 1-1, and going to second is Martinez. officially now charged as an error to Max. Pitch to the corner, got there, called strike again, right at the knees. It's 1-2. We'll double check on Martinez whether he gets a stolen base or not. He was running. There was no throw, and I glanced, but it did not register with me whether or not the Rockhounds were holding him on. We'll see if that's a steal or defensive indifference. And either way, it's second and third with one man down. Pitch by Danielak. Swing and a miss, and he got a tough hitter in Ornelas. That's a huge strikeout for Michael Danielak. Two down in the ninth, his third strikeout. And the batter will be Justin Foscue, but he is a guy with some pop. And he is the tying run. Hounds at one point led 6-0 in this game. It is 6-3 with two on, two out, last of the ninth inning. Foscue has had a tough day, 0 for 4, but he's got some power. Swings, high fly ball, left field, but it's not deep. Marty Bikina there. Ball game. Rockhounds tuck it away, 6-3 in the opener here in Frisco. Foscue jumping on the first pitch, tried to get it up in the jet stream, and if that's what he had in mind, it's a pretty smart idea. In the inning, it is no runs on a hit and an error, and there are two men who are left on base. So this one got interesting down the stretch. But Michael Danielak goes two innings and will pick up the save in this game. And it goes into the books. The Rockhounds broke to a 6-0 lead, put a dent in the outfield wall to start it. And when all is said and done, the Hounds a 6-3 victory. So they open this six-game set, putting one in the column on the left side. And gentlemen, on the job well done. Rockhounds won it all. This Bud, this Michelob Ultra, up for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, it is 6 runs on 13 hits. Hounds had a couple of errors. Both teams did, in fact. And both teams will leave 9 men on base. So for the Hounds, 6-13 and 2 with 9 left on. For Frisco, 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors with 9 left on. Home runs in the game, there were a trio of them. Two were really impressive. Jordan Diaz, line drive home run out of the ballpark in the top half of the second inning. That's the one that dented the outfield wall. That is Jordan's 10th of the year, extended his hit streak to 11 games. Chase Calabrese got one up in the jet stream, which I think is maybe what Justin Foscue had in mind as well. In the ninth inning, Calabrese got it out of here. Went about 385 feet, I would think. And for Chase, his fourth home run, it was a two-run home run. And a solo home run for Jonathan Ornelas. And boy, that was really impressive. Line drive that was way up in the air and cleared that home run terrace, which is, boy, that's got to be a good 50 feet high, especially with the wall. So that ball got out of here on a line drive. That's his seventh of the year. The winning pitcher is Ty Dameron, who continues to just be stunningly good on the road. Amazing splits. ERA is now just above 1.5 on the road and just under 8.5 at home. Go figure. Ty, the winner, he is 2-3. Tim Brennan takes the loss. He falls to 1-1. Michael Danielak picks up his first save of the season. This ball game played before 3,476. That was the paid attendance anyway in this ball game. And the time of the game, don't you love the pitch clock, was precisely 2 hours and 30 minutes. So from Riders Field in Frisco, first game of this series is in the books on a sunny, windy afternoon in the Metroplex with our final Village Car Wash score of the game, the Rockhounds 6 and the Frisco Rough Riders 3.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram. Delivering life every day.
And we come back to Frisco where the Rockhounds win it. The final score of 6-3. My favorite moment of the day, the dent in the wall put in the wall by the Jordan Diaz home run. Absolutely sensational. I've been looking at that almost every commercial break. Just really, really cool. Top of the second inning. And Jordan sent a line drive out of here, and I'll double-check my dimensions on this ballpark. Didn't get a chance to right before the game. Should have. We've been coming here a long time, but I haven't been here since 2019. So it's about a 12-foot-high wall, I believe, and just above that in left field, it's the only point where the wall is quite that high. And it cordons off what they call a home run terrace. It's a covered area. It actually has some uncovered seating and then back some seating area with an A-frame roof on it. They call it the home run terrace. Well, there is a long sign of about 50 feet long, probably about 3 feet high. It's also a long, real thin rectangular sign, and it has a green background on it. It says the home run terrace. Well, on the right side of that, there is a very, very visible dent, and it is baseball size and then some, and that's where Jordan Diaz absolutely lasered his 10th home run of the season. Great moment here in Frisco. Jordan with the home run and with it extended his hit streak now to 11 games. That was a 1-0 game. Rockhounds made it a 4-0 game in the fifth. Chase Calabrese reached on an error. Max Schumann walked. Brett Harris singled, and Logan Davidson, a bases loaded walk, made it 2-0. And moments later, J.J. Schwarz greeting reliever Grant Wolfram with a two-run single up the middle, made it 4-0 Hounds. Chase Calabwig got a ball up in the air, up in that jet stream after Marty Vecchina had led off with a double down the left field line. Calabwig with a two-run home run in the sixth, and that made it a 6-0 game. And the Hounds are pretty comfortable. Ty Dameron, who continues to just be remarkable, home versus road, just crazy splits, goes six innings. The first five of them are scoreless. Now, he got some help, and around the horn double play ended the first inning. Catches by Austin Beck in the second and fourth, both off the bat of Dustin Harris. A diving catch on a line drive to right center in the second, and a catch in which he banged against the wall in deep left field in the fourth. The first of those was a leadoff at bat, and the last of them, the second of them, came with one on and two men out, so runner was going. And in each case, Austin with a really, really good catch. Austin Beck over four at the dish, but boy, he was terrific in his Double-A debut in the field. Two men on in the fifth inning with two men out, but Ty got out of that with a pop out to first base in the sixth inning. That solo home run by Jonathan Ornelas, which cleared the home run terrace in left field. That was a tremendous drive. That would be the only run he gave up. He walked a couple of batters in the sixth inning, but a deep fly ball to right field was handled by Chase Calabwig. And so six innings for Ty, one run, three hits, three walks, and four strikeouts with one hit batsman. But he just continues to be remarkable on the road. ERA just over 1.5 on the road, just under 8.5 at home. Makes no sense, but there you go. The Riders, though, got closer in the seventh inning, a one-out double by Jordan Procession. That was followed by an error on first baseman Jordan Diaz, which allowed a run to score, kept the inning going, and Ornelas added his second RBI of the year with a double down the left field line, and it was 6-3. the Riders got two men on in the last of the eighth against Michael Danielak with a one-out walk to Blaine Krim and a single by Jax Biggers. But the Hounds turned their second around-the-horn double play. That was really huge in this game. The Riders, you could feel it, had some momentum. Two on, one out. But around the horn, the Hounds will go in that Diamondback Energy double play. The second of the game was really big. In the ninth inning, a couple of base runners on a single and an error, but Michael Danielak with a strikeout and a fly ball out to left field, and that put this ball game away, and the Rockhounds win it by the final score of 6-3. Frisco continues to be under 500 at home. Interesting, they're 13-15 away from home. They're 16-14 on the road, so the Riders fall now back to 500, and they are all of a sudden 2.5 out of first place in the South. Rockhounds, 27-31, trying to finish strong here down the home stretch of the first half, as after this ball game goes into the books, just 11 remaining in the half. A look ahead toward tomorrow. We'll say so long in a couple of moments when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes from Riders Field in Frisco.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a western vibe and modern comforts combine with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Well, Mother Nature was a big-time player here today on Splash Day at Riders Field in Frisco. Played in, of course, very hot conditions, but it's getting to be that time of the year. Boy, the wind. We experienced a lot of it in West Texas, and we sure had it today here in Frisco. That wind really strong, and it has not relented absolutely all day. From here, the Rockhounds and Rough Riders will revert to evening games. The 7:05 tomorrow through Saturday, 6:05 in the conclusion on Sunday. Tomorrow, the first of two debuts we will see in this series. Hogan Harris will get his first double-A start tomorrow for the Rockhounds up from advanced single-A Lansing, along with Austin Beck and fellow pitcher Jeff Criswell. Jeff will make his double-A debut on Friday. Zach Kent, right-hander, goes for Frisco tomorrow. He's 1-1 with a 6.69 ERA, and he will face Hogan Harris in Game 2 of this series. The rest of the way, we'll have a chance to be watching the Texas League scoreboard, too. This is just the way the schedule worked out. This week will be really pivotal in the first half races. So with Tulsa playing Wichita head-to-head, Amarillo is taking on San Antonio. Rockhounds here with Frisco. Of course, it's San Antonio and Frisco largely anyway in the race. Arkansas really hanging around in the north, so if they do damage, that can get really interesting too. Should be interesting to watch the pennant race, and the Hounds will certainly have something to say about it, whether or not they might be the ball club. That's a lot of ground to make up, but some really good stuff coming up with the pennant race for the first half anyway, heading down the home stretch. I want to thank you so much for coming on board this afternoon. We've got this series underway. And not that it matters at all to you, but there's a restaurant here in this town. It's just nothing fancy at all. A little home cooking restaurant here that I flat love. And we just played a day game, and now and a real meal. Oh, my goodness gracious. You got to love baseball. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow evening for Game 2 of this series. For now, for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards in Frisco, where the Rockhounds win the series opener by the final score of 6-3 over the Frisco Rough Riders. And until tomorrow evening, we'll say so long, Red. So long, Leo. So long, Mr. Jackson, and so long, my friends, from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.